The Sentai Review, episode 125. Turbo. Okay, so here we are at episode 125, and as we said, every 25 episodes was going to be... Wait! Nope! Because that's been changed. Yep. For anybody that hasn't been listening to the What's Up, that is what was promised to the fan base. We said, we're going to start looking at comments, and we're going to start taking questions and topics and things like that, and we're going to do this every 25 episodes. We decided, why do that? We could do it twice a month. The idea now is that we do a show called What's Up Fandom Night. So if you're not subscribed to that podcast, go to fandomnight.com and get subscribed to it, because every one of those episodes is just us going over the Facebook pages.
Other than like the first like 15, 20 minutes where we're like,
yeah.
So what have you been up to? Work. Okay, how about you? Work. How about you? Work. Okay, check the
feeds.
Okay,
we suck. Let's go to the feeds.
Yeah, let's see what everybody else is fucking doing.
Real life is
we're
boring.
Like losers.
Real life sucks.
Yeah.
I've been playing that game, Real Life. This game of sucks.
I've been playing it for 29 years and can't beat it.
You've only been at it for 29?
Don't worry. Game over is just around the corner.
It's coming. Don't worry.
Oh, damn.
I've been playing it longer. I'm closer to the game.
I will run out of lives.
You'll run out of quarters soon enough.
Don't worry. I'm playing fast and loose with my life. So, I mean, you know. We'll get to game over here eventually. I'm just going for the high score.
He drops
right now.
Those double quarters all the time.
Yeah.
I'm about to put in a cheat code.
Good luck. I tried that a while ago. You know what it got me? Fucking almost a year of a relationship
fucking
and more headaches than I ever wanted.
Gave him negative 20 lives.
Yeah.
Poor Seth. He's only got a year left.
Yeah.
But
why do you think I eat as many cheeseburgers as I do and smoke as much as I do?
That is
almost
what's going on. From now on, it's not every 25 episodes we're going to be talking about your questions and things. We go over those group pages every time we film now. So if you're not a part of the What's Up, go do that if you were waiting for this episode, because this episode is now...
Turbo.
Turbo.
A Power Rangers movie.
Can Shane and I officially say we hate you guys for this? Because the only way we could watch it is via YouTube, because I found it first and said, hey, it's on YouTube. And this shit, for us watching it off YouTube, is literally 360p quality based off a VHS tape that was uploaded to goddamn YouTube.
I never got a clear picture of Cat's face.
Yeah. he's not joking. You never got a clear picture of anybody's face.
Oh, except for one person.
Oh, yep,
Rocky.
That's true. Yeah,
we got
Rocky.
A clear picture of Rocky.
You didn't miss out on much.
And now I know what people are going to say to us. Well, you guys can go buy the movie.
No.
I talk about how I already waste money. I'm not wasting any more money on a movie I will watch one time for this show.
Hold on. You know what?
Blatantly waste money.
You know what? I'm going to do something real fun here.
Sometimes when I
because
waste...
I have the almightiest of $5.50 in my wallet. That's all that's in my wallet.
No, if somebody gave me that movie
now,
for
let
free.
Me let me go to my bank card here. Hold on.
Well, I can tell just you one place that does have it for cheap, and that's as a 2-pack of the two Power Rangers movies for $5 at Walmart.
See, that's too much money.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
you get the
true.
First movie.
Yeah.
Ivan Ooze is the only thing that saves that movie.
The first movie is kind of worth $5.
Oh, shit. I lied.
Except for...
I forgot.
It must be how much they spent on the CGI for the Megazord.
Oh, he's such a hater. Yeah. It is bad, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, my
but
God.
Yeah, I forgot one of my bills came out. I officially have $1.47 on my card. So
it's turbo time.
I get to buy gasoline to last me all fucking week with $1.47 on a card and $5.50 in my wallet.
This isn't even a gallon.
He gets great gas mileage.
You have to get great gas mileage.
In my truck for basically that, I'm getting maybe 2 gallons of gas. Drive 30 fucking minutes to work and 30 fucking minutes back.
Maybe we need to go around the room.
You see this life game that Seth is playing? He's loving it.
I love it.
Great.
Let's go around the room.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so here we are. Power Rangers.
How many viewings did we have to do of this?
Viewings? What do you mean?
What we were saying before starting recording.
In order to get through this movie, I watched it one time, fell asleep, then I started it again, got halfway through it, turned it off, came back after work, and watched the end of it.
I watched it in one sitting last night, and I nearly fell asleep.
Shane,
I made it.
Shane, are you ready for how I watched this movie?
Go ahead, man.
It was my day off. I did my laundry. After laundry was washed, I went downstairs, threw all my shit in the dryer, turned on the Whirlpool tub, so, you know, filled up my bathtub, sat in the bathtub with my phone sitting next to me in the bathtub, and just kind of hung out in the tub and half listened and half watched.
That's how I watched the 1970s Voltron. The movie was on YouTube for free, like the original animation, and I was like, I want to see it. So I hit play, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna fucking go take one of them jacuzzi baths.
Uh huh. And you just kind of sit there. You turn the jets on.
Because it was while I was moving in, and I was moving all that furniture and shit by myself, and I fucking was aching. So I was like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fucking take one of those super hot fucking jacuzzi baths. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that because I don't have one of those in my apartment.
Oh, that's
so I had to sit.
Sucks to be you. That's so much fun.
So
dude,
nice.
You
I
just sit and you soak and you fucking watch some TV.
I had to sit in that.
I get my fucking pamper on.
I had
fucking put some bubble baths up or some soap up in that bitch for
bath. Let me explain to you how I watched it. You see, I got off work and I did my shower and everything and I decided I sat down. And after I watched some X-Men, I said, now it's time to watch this movie. So then I went to YouTube. I'm like, I don't remember how long this movie was. So when I found it, I'm like, an hour and 40? That's too long. I swear to God, I thought it was like an hour and 20 minutes.
Nope.
So, technically, an hour and 20 is partially correct. The only reason I say partially is because you do have the little bit of credits at the beginning and the credits at the end.
Oh, no. Narration only, at the beginning.
Yeah, well, yes, narration. But either way, that still
again,
takes up about
with the fucking narration.
Minutes. Yeah.
And, you know, the scrolling up like in Star Wars? Everyone likes
dude, they did it.
Tilted, too. It
they
yeah,
did it
slightly.
In the first fucking Power Rangers movie, too. They
you notice that the
that
newest
narration
one?
Shit.
You know the new movie that came out this year? They didn't do that?
Good.
They were just like, hey.
Why do you think we enjoyed it so much when we saw it in the theaters?
When the movie
it
opened,
starts explosions and stuff.
Yeah,
people dying. Enjoy your Power Ranger movie.
Okay, so let's
hold on. We still got to get to Scotty. Scotty, how did you watch this?
Okay, my viewing. When I brought this up to Bill about getting this review over with, considering we're trying to shoot out all these DVD reviews. The sooner the better.
So it's his fault. So don't be looking at me.
That and because everybody and the brother keeps being like, oh, by the way, when you get to this Kamen Rider, it's like, yeah, we're going to leave those to the side now so we forget what the fuck you said.
We can't even get through the Power Rangers yet.
I do have
the rewind.
I do have the DVD of Turbo because I bought that along with the first movie DVD. But I watched it Thursday night. In kind of one viewing, even though I had to get up and take a piss once in a while. But when I was viewing it, it's like, wait, I have something that I bought back when this movie came out in theaters.
Hold on, he's digging in the pocket. There you go.
The soundtrack.
Okay, yeah, but the soundtrack is probably awesome.
Because it also has Zio songs.
Actually, yeah, the only good thing in this movie was the music.
Yeah, dude, that's kind of true.
Yes.
Some of the music that was playing, I was like jamming out, like, this is good.
No, there's three good things in this movie. The first is the music.
Yes.
And the other two we'll get to when we get there.
So, are we ready to start Power Rangers Turbo?
A Power Rangers movie?
Yeah. A Power Rangers Turbo movie?
It's a stupid title.
A.
But they want you to know that it's a Power Rangers movie because you can't just put on...
If they would have made a second one, ever, say the next series, Space, actually got a movie to launch, would that have been another Power Rangers movie?
No, it would have just been called Space. Power Rangers movie.
In Space.
That's redundant.
So?
And?
So is
a Power Rangers movie is redundant.
Yes, it is.
This movie had multiple movies in
it. The first movie was just Power Rangers, the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
This could have been called Turbo. Power Rangers, the movie.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm wondering, why didn't they just call it Turbo?
Because...
Was there like a Turbo copyright beforehand or something?
Because Saban. I don't know.
Because I know that, you know, just like a couple years ago, there was that snail Turbo movie.
We will never, our show will never get an interview with Saban.
If we
ever,
maybe could, some of the cast members.
That might be possible.
If we could, I need to ask that man so many questions.
We all need to ask him so many freaking questions.
Would never happen. If I sent a request to talk to Saban, they would review our show and say, you're not going on there.
Shane, do you know how we're going to get Saban on the show? Gather the Dragon Balls.
They're actually at GameStop right now. I found them. All seven together.
You could just get rope and a gag.
How do we do it legally?
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible.
He's not coming here, Shane.
Oh, no.
Although, technically, with all of the Hollywood news that's going on right now, I'm pretty sure nobody would miss Saban at the moment. Everybody would still be arguing about Harvey Weinstein.
Oh.
So they wouldn't be worried about Saban going missing.
We're moving on. So anyways.
Poor Kevin.
Narration.
Yeah, I know.
And narration.
Yes, narration.
Okay, so the movie starts with narration about a wizard who has a key. It's a gold key, Shane, so it's very special. And this gold key can open up dimensions. And he has it.
Isn't it a wand?
It's a key.
It looks like a wand.
It's a key.
It can be a key all at once. It's a fucking wand.
Shane, it's your favorite weapon. It's a
stick.
It is a stick.
The narration tells us that he has a golden key. I never saw the key, but he has a golden key.
The thing I saw him open dimensions up
with
was a stick with a rock.
Golden key.
I'm sorry, Bill.
They said in the narration he has a golden key.
Bill, you forget that me and Seth watch this on very low quality.
That's kind of true.
They said it.
Well, just because they said it doesn't mean anything. I mean, I saw a lot of fucking plot holes in this.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of fucking plot holes.
Impossible.
Look, me and Shane watched it on shit quality. There were plot holes big enough for the entire state of Texas to drop through. Okay?
And that's being generous.
Yeah.
So, anyways, after the narration,
we get to a green planet.
Yes. We are introduced to Larigo. He's one of our
sages.
Plot points. That's all we're going to call him.
It's an reject Ewok. There you go.
I don't even know if I'm going to get into that. I don't really like those Ewoks.
I don't like Ewoks at all.
Technically speaking, I would say he's something that was rejected from possibly like the Dark Crystal for not being brooding enough.
Yes.
Yeah, good boy.
I feel like he looks like one of those Muppet things.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Dark Crystal or Never Ending Story, and he was rejected because
I
he either wasn't
story
brooding
Dark
enough
Crystal.
For...
So, anyways, this
thing.
Wizard.
Yes.
This powerful wizard.
Is being chased.
Who, by the way, his ancestors were strong enough to lock away some fucking super evil demon guy.
We're going to talk about him.
Yeah.
When we get to him. Especially I have questions.
Form. So anyways, they sealed this evil guy away, and his descendant still holds the key to be able to travel through dimensional space and yada yada. So anyways...
He's on his home planet.
Yes, and he's running from Divatox's fishmen.
And which look more like men in the movie.
Yeah, they look more like men in the movie.
Yeah, especially seeing as how
armor.
Seeing as how one dude's helmet started to come off and you could see his hair popping out the back of the helmet.
Well,
yeah,
remember,
they look more like...
In the series, that's like full...
But remember,
yeah, exactly.
In the movie, they were actually... They wore the weird, like, bird fish fucking helmet.
Yep.
And you couldn't see their face. You couldn't tell what they...
You could see the mouth and stuff. That's it.
In this movie, since it's a Hollywood movie, so they got a couple more dollars...
Couple more dollary dues?
They were actually people. I mean, they were dudes in fucking awful-looking costumes.
What else would they hire?
Fucking...
The chimpanzees from the Africa scene?
Yeah, what else would they hire if they didn't hire people?
They would be better actors, to be fair.
Actually, I think they were.
So anyways, these guys, these Atlantean bad guys...
Whoa, let's not cross genres here.
Our show? Are you fucking with me? So anyways...
We already have a future chair, goddammit. I'm pretty sure we've crossed a few things.
So anyways, they...
Copy-paste.
They're fucking... They're running after Larigo. Larigo...
It's not really running. He's more like scooting.
Yes. So Larigo gets surrounded by evil Atlantean men. And he puts up his magical golden...
Stick.
Golden key.
Nope. Stick with rock.
Gold key.
Stick and rock.
It's gold key.
Stick rock.
Definitely is.
It's a stick with a rock.
So he uses his golden key stick rock.
This is a key.
He transports away, Shane.
Key. Stick now, and rock doesn't look like this.
Now, Shane, I'm going to bring something up right off the bat.
Okay, go ahead.
He transports away because he's got to get away.
All right, no, he's being
chased. His transport is way faster than Zordon's transport technology. Let me point that out.
No cheeseburgers.
What's yeah,
no,
sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches.
He didn't even have to take a cheese sandwich with him.
Yeah. Wizard.
But, Shane.
Go ahead.
He uses this teleport. Shane, you are being hounded because years ago, your ancestors locked away a lava man.
At this point, he's a lava man.
He's a lava man. You locked away the fishy lava man, okay?
Fishy lava demon man.
Which I have many questions.
Fishy lava demon man.
We're going to get to those questions.
Is locked away.
Fishy lava man bear pig demon guy.
So anyways, now that he's locked away.
Oh, yeah, space demon. Yeah.
Now that he's locked away, Shane.
Okay, what's going on?
You have evil Atlanteans chasing you all over the place.
Yes.
You could transport anywhere in the universe to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Your ancestors locked away evil fishy lava man.
Yep.
On Earth!
Bill, I haven't... That's, when we get to this...
Oh, and... Earth kills you!
No. Just the sun.
So where
he
do you...
He could hang out in a kiddie pool under a tree all day.
So where do you choose to go?
With an alligator and a...
To a planet that kills me.
To Earth. Your ancestors locked evil fishy lava man away on Earth in a subdimension of Earth years ago, and the sun on Earth will kill you... You're being hounded by evil forces. You run to Earth.
A jungle on Earth, too.
Question. He's so powerful, correct?
Yes.
Why doesn't he just go to where Zordon's at? Why in the jungle?
Because...
Random shit.
We wouldn't have a fucking bird scene.
Oh, no.
I know. So anyways,
but
when he gets
fair,
to Earth...
But to be fair, without the jungle, we wouldn't get our best actors of the movie.
When he gets to Earth, this brilliant fucking wizard doesn't know what birds are. And they peck his feet, and he doesn't know what the shit that's about, so he rolls right out the nest, right onto his dome, and rolls down a hill.
Now, how far of a drop do you think that was?
Out of a tree.
Considering the fact that those were technically eagle chicks in the top of a tree.
And they usually put their nests up very high.
And they usually go up at the top, tippy top of a fucking tree. I'm going to say probably about 5 to 12 stories.
So technically he should be dead.
But he's an alien. But because he's a brilliant wizard, though, he's fine.
Yeah.
He landed on his head. Now, I was hoping that would end the movie.
The sun is instantly fucking killing him, by the way. Just remember that.
Let's not say it's draining him.
He's already dying. Because even Zordon, when he shows up, it immediately Alpha, we go to the command center.
The Zeo command center.
We're in the Turbo command center.
Yep.
Because the costumes have been removed from the back walls.
Yep.
Oh yeah, the costumes are missing.
We are now in the new command center.
Now they just have the colors.
Which goes into what we were talking about in the last episode, where obviously the command center is always under renovation.
I also have more questions about Zeo stuff, but when we get to that,
this brings up another question I brought up before: the time difference, because the costume's missing.
How long do you believe it has been? I'm going to give this 1 year. I feel like the Machine Empire is gone. We've had time to...
Up and stuff.
Now, here's the weird thing, though. Yeah. When we start the series, they will still be in school, so it can't be a year.
Yeah.
Because they're still in school... And no, wait.
There's another issue that comes up, too, because during this movie... Bulk and Skull.
Are all the characters in school? Because I thought Tommy goes off to, like, race. Be, like, a racer at a racetrack and
Bulk
shit.
Bulk and Skull are Copskin with Stone.
Yeah, but they do mention that. That's not a plot hole.
At the ballpark, they mention that. Remember, guys, we did get rehired.
But that does also bring up the point of how long.
Right, but I'm answering that for you right now. When the series starts, is Tommy still in school? Because they were already seniors.
Yeah, they should have been seniors. I think in Turbo they did graduate, I thought. I thought in Turbo they graduated.
During the series?
Yeah.
If they graduate during the series, then this has only been summer break.
Because Billy graduated early.
It was Billy, because I remember a graduation.
Billy graduated.
Yeah, Billy graduated
Billy
early.
Graduated almost a year early.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I believe that in the last series, in Zeo, they were supposed to be seniors.
Unless they got held back.
Well, okay, when the series starts, they're freshmen.
Yeah.
When the whole series started, they were freshmen. That's Mighty Morphin. During that time, I believe they make it up to junior. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sophomore. So maybe senior is split between...
Freshman, sophomore, junior,
Zeo
senior.
Zeo and Turbo?
The point is, this can only be a couple of months. Because if they are still in school when Turbo starts, the characters are still in school. Tommy's at a racetrack for reasons. And But supposedly, I think he's still in school, too. I think all of them are still in school during Turbo. So when this movie starts... It feels like a year has went by, but the only way that a year went by is if they just became seniors entering the Turbo season.
Maybe.
And if that's true, then that means that Mighty Morphin is freshman.
Yep.
And then they go up a grade for Zeo, and then they go up a grade. No, they probably went through two grades in Morphin. Then one grade in Zeo, and now they're seniors for Turbo. But they're at the second half of their senior year.
Yep.
Because I believe that they all do graduate, and then Zordon makes some sort of comment about going on with your lives and replaces the entire cast.
The graduation was when they gave the powers to the other...
So This means that almost no time has passed at all. Yesterday, we kicked the head off of King Mondo.
And now today, the command center is completely different. Everybody is, well, oh, excuse me, the guys are standing in the middle of a boxing ring, and the girls are on a bus with children.
We'll get there, Shane.
So, yeah.
No, but they, because that means no time could have passed, almost no time at all, because the way school, if they're seniors, and we've only done the first half of their senior year.
Unless it's during one of the breaks.
What, like spring break? Like what, they got a week off of school, so
summer
calamity?
Vacation?
I don't know.
No, it can't be summer vacation, because they would graduate.
Yeah. Yeah, technically speaking, usually you graduate like, what is it, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before
if
fucking
Mighty
school
Morphin,
ends?
If Mighty Morphin is 2 years of their school career, Zio is the third year of their school career, and Turbo is the senior year.
Well, they beat the.
Then the most we could have done, is summer vacation. So summer vacation went through. So it's been 3 months. It's been about 3 or 4 months. We're just getting back with them. Because I think that half of Turbo is them being in school and they graduate. So if that's true, then since King Mondo was defeated, they kicked the head off King Mondo. Graduated from their third year, went to summer break, so there's 3 months. Then they went back to school for, say, 2 or 3 months, so it's probably been about 6 months.
That's the most I can give it. That's what I was going to put it at.
It's the very most I can give it.
Actually, it's a possibility that a lot of King Mondo was over their spring break, because they're always on fucking beach episodes and fucking
Well, no, because that's because Ernie opened up that thing on the beach, but they were still in school.
Ernie's Beach Juice Bar.
Yeah.
But, regardless, the most I can give it is 6 months.
That's what I was going to tell you to do.
We get in there. Alpha immediately says, Larigo has teleported to Earth. He's dying.
No, immediately he goes, Zordon, did you feel that?
No, I know, but he tells us right off the bat that the sun is killing him. That's pretty instant.
Well, Alpha probably knows that the Earth's atmosphere, sun, would kill.
Of all the places you could choose to run to, you go to the place that kills you instantly.
Instead of just to the command center.
And it is also the place where your ancestors locked away scary fucking lava fish man.
Which is the furthest, you know, place that you need to be away from. With
yes!
With your key that opens the goddamn, quote, door.
Yes. So... At this moment, we are reintroduced to Zordon. And let me tell everybody, for everybody that complained about the Zordon effect of the first movie, I wish that shit would come back. Because when he appeared on screen, and it literally said, barrel, and the side of his head was there, and his neck was very obviously, his neck was still there. He has a neck! Yeah. I don't know why that bothers me, but that bothered the hell out of me.
Remember, in the first movie, he had an entire body.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
No, when he appears in the tube, yes, but when he's Zordon, he's just that face. Something about seeing Zordon from the side and seeing his neck bothered the hell out of me.
Yes, I feel
it. That neck is connected to something. It means that you're an entire body in there, bitch.
No, means he's just a head and a neck.
He's interdimensional. Yeah. Stuck in a time loop.
Well, maybe his fucking Oz.
Future
fucking...
Okay, we're done with that. So anyways, we now know that Larigo's on Earth. So we're going to call the Power Rangers, which
but
means...
We got also try to locate...
Well, we know where he is. They know where he
is.
Yeah,
they know exactly
where
he is.
We got to get the Rangers. But in order to get the Rangers, we got to check in on them, Shane. What are the Rangers doing?
We'll start with the ladies. Ladies first.
Okay, ladies first.
Tanya and Kat are on a school bus with, I'm going to say, sixth graders. That sound right? Sound good? Sixth graders?
Fifth or sixth, yeah.
Because,
fifth, sixth, seventh.
Oh, my God, the kid's name.
Justin,
he's, I'm going to say he's about 12.
Let's call him Justin Beaver.
Let's play, no. Oh my God, no.
So I'm going to say six. I'm going to say sixth grade. So they're on a bus with sixth graders. And, you know, that's because they, you know, they like to do that stuff, charity stuff, help stuff out. Teenagers did in the 90s. Remember that, guys. I did that when I was growing up. I helped out. Did a lot of charity stuff.
Wow, your spikes are low.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Almost back to that first couple of what's-ups.
What's really funny, though, is that he's talking about getting mic stands, but he just talked about how he would be able to use his hands, but what he just did was he turned his head away from the mic while he was talking, and that's what caused his spikes to go really low. So if he had a mic stand, he would still turn his head away from the mic, which would cause his spikes to go really low.
I'm sorry that I can't stop moving.
We could always do to you what they were going to do to Scotty and just fucking duct tape your head in place.
I wouldn't like that.
That's
too much.
That's
That'd
a different
so
story, though. Yeah. That was for wrestling training.
Yeah. So that's what the girls were doing. They're just on the bus with kids, you know, like a field trip, I guess.
Singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat with about 20 or 30 fucking kids.
Yep. Except for one that doesn't want to sing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to sing. He doesn't feel like it.
But
I'm brooding.
No, he's not brooding. He's just being mopey.
The real magic is when we go to Adam, Jason, and Rocky.
Oh.
They are prepping for a martial arts tournament. And that's not a weird thing. They're having a charity, and we've already determined that Angel Grove is a martial arts town. It's a martial arts community. It's just like Philadelphia is the boxing city. You know, it's true. It makes sense.
No. I'm remembering the images I had to get together for that boxing.
So we go to the guys in the boxing ring, getting ready for this tournament, you know, practicing, doing some martial arts, you know, magical martial arts, might I add.
Rocky, give me a jump kick.
Now,
guys, Rocky, jump kick.
Guys, maybe we're not trying hard enough.
Now, Rocky, wanting to be all that he can be.
Rocky, jump kick.
Did an amazing kick in the air.
Here comes a jump kick. Bam!
He must have drew in some of his powers on that kick.
But we're going to get...
The motherfucker missed the first time around. The coach was a dick and purposely went to the fucking edge of the ring. We got Zordon, who's a dick.
He didn't go to the edge of the ring. That's what makes the scene so awkward.
He was in the middle of the ring.
They're standing at nearly the middle of the ring. Rocky kicks and misses. Falls down. Then they're like, hey, man, you're trying too hard. The coach hasn't moved. Rocky somehow manages to do a spin kick from the near center of the ring and fall out of the fucking ring onto his back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And mind you,
that is your Blue Ranger.
We're going to talk about a couple of things here.
Okay, first of all, let's go to the wrestling perspective. Because Scotty and I know rings here. That ring is probably, if it's like a standard, you know, WWE boxing size.
Bit of matting.
No, not even the matting. If it's a standard boxing / you know, WWE style wrestling ring.
3 feet?
Yeah, 25 to 30 fucking feet. 25 to 30 feet. If he's in the dead center,
he's a little bit to the right.
Yeah, he's a little to the right.
Yeah, a little to the right. Augmented.
Actually, here, Shane. Here's a
He's in the middle of the ring to the center,
he flies all the way out here.
Augmented human. We already know that the
from a spinning back kick in place.
We all know
a spinning back kick does not. We've seen people do spin kicks. They don't move.
Shit, they do spin kicks 3 different times in the movie, because Tommy, his famous thing is spin kicks.
Yeah.
What does he do? He does 3 spin kicks on the boat, he does 3 spin kicks in the fucking tournament, he does 3 spin kicks while he's training, and fucking all of a sudden it's like, hey Rocky, do a spin kick. Spin kick, bitch. And he goes, okay. Oh god, I'm dead.
Dude.
And missing the 4 ropes that were on the ring too, because it's a boxing style ring.
Now, look at this. He jumps high enough and spins so furiously.
Out of the ring.
And the coach ducked.
Good going, Ken Masters.
The coach ducked.
Dan.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, whoever said it earlier, that he must have tapped into some of his ranger power. Because as a normal person, such as myself, I can't do a spin kick. And if I could do a spin kick, I would not fly 12 miles.
Now, look at this. Now, there's something else here. Okay. Nostalgia Critic has already made fun of this idea that he somehow jumped out of the ring. I don't know how that happened. The only thing I can imagine is what Seth just said. He must have tapped into his inner Street Fighter, and the coach must have ducked.
Yep.
Dick.
The coach was like, oh, shit.
You lose.
So he fucking helicoptered out of the ring.
But then when he got close to the... Remember, when he gets close to the edge... He stops spinning, and he does this, and because he lands back on his back.
Yeah, he does a fucking back bump
now,
out
as
of the ring.
As he came out of the fucking...
Spinning kick?
As he came out of the amazing fucking Street Fighter kick, the helicopter effect made him really dizzy. And all of a sudden, the ground wasn't there anymore, Shane.
Correct.
So he
and
was
he,
like,
and he
oh,
Looney
shit.
He looked down, and as we all know in Looney Tunes, you don't look down.
Now, here's the thing. He fell... On his back.
And you need a little sign saying, yipe.
Yeah.
Now, I've been in a boxing ring. You guys have been in a wrestling ring. They're pretty much the exact same monster.
Technically, our wrestling ring was a boxing ring.
Yes. Now.
Yeah, it's mostly the same. So.
And I've been in the octagon.
When you fall out of one of these rings,
it hurts.
How far do you fall?
It depends.
He fell from over the ropes.
Yep.
I'd say at the minimum, 6 to 7?
Well, okay. Let's look at... Well, no,
like I said, it depends.
We can easily break this down.
No, hold on. Just let them do this because
wrestling now, so I can do
this.
Yes,
I know, but Shane, let me help. Because the ring that me and my friends had bought for our backyard wrestling, it was a 2 foot off the ground ring. Like, quite literally, I could, like, Kane and Big Show fucking reach up to the top of the ropes and fucking step my fat ass up onto the fucking skirt.
Well,
okay?
Now,
I am only, like... Shit, maybe barely 6 foot. So for me to get my fat ass leg up on top of the fucking side of the apron and climb on up, that's about maybe 2 feet. A standard WWE fucking style wrestling ring or a boxing ring of that, you know, matter, it's maybe about 3 feet, maybe 3.5
three,
feet
three
up
to
in the air.
4 feet well, as far as the apron.
If we look at when someone like the Big Show, who's 7 feet tall, when he walks up to the side of the ring, like you said, he can grab the top and pull himself up. We're looking at him staring at somebody in the ring from top of his head. If you move it over to the ring, he's 7 feet tall now.
Ah, but you still have to clear the top of the ropes.
Right.
And the top of the ropes from the mat up is usually about a good, another good four and a half or five. Yeah. I'd lean more towards 4.5.
Okay, so
level.
And you said 3 feet from the floor
to the
apron.
Yep,
and then
so you're
four
looking at
on top of that.
Yes,
so
maybe four on top of
maybe
that.
Nine
plus
feet
he's got to clear that shit. So if we say it's 4.5, so when he's clearing it by that extra 6 fucking inches, we get to an even fucking measurement for us Yanks, because I know we got a few people in Canada, but.
Let's
basically he's falling from about 10 feet in the air,
yeah, let's
flat
just say
on
about
his
10
back.
Feet. 10 feet in the air,
and mind you. Augmented human.
Oh, we're going to get to
now,
that.
Now, hold on.
We're going to get to that.
He fell 10 feet.
And broke his back.
Not exactly break. Maybe
Think he broke his neck.
I think it was the neck.
Because when he landed, he's like, my back.
Because, okay, there's different levels of breaking.
Yeah.
But you can break your back or your neck, and you can still walk and shit like that.
Yeah.
But when it's not a sprain. Because when he's laid up in the hospital
bed, he's in a body cast.
He's
at least got a neck brace in the hospital.
Yeah.
The neck brace is designed so he cannot move.
Yep.
If you're sprained, they wrap you up good. I've had a neck sprain. They don't put you in a brace.
Yeah.
Now
here's the thing. He fell 10 feet.
Augmented.
10 feet augmented human. We know that he's augmented. There's been numerous things
to
that
go
have
that
pointed
far
out.
Is to be augmented.
To go that far is to be augmented. Yes.
You don't see random guy going flying.
Now look, he fell out of the ring. Ouch. 10 feet. It's very high.
It's
10 feet.
No, it's really not.
It's very high, Shane. It's very high. It's way up there.
No, it's not.
And he fell on his back, Shane. It's very high up.
Okay.
When you fall out of a Megazord, how far do you think you guys fall?
Well, let's break this down, because we've seen the Megazord in the city. It's taller than a building. Easily.
Way taller than a skyscraper.
The only thing I'll give them on that is they're in the suit.
No.
There are times where they get knocked out of the suit and they demorph.
There have been midair.
And they hit the ground as themselves.
Yes.
Let's say they only demorph halfway. Halfway falling higher than a skyscraper.
Their momentum does not stop. Yep. As you're demorphing.
Now they have hit the ground.
Reached terminal velocity.
The original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers have fallen out of the Megazord and demorphed before they hit the ground.
And we know.
I would guess if they demorph halfway from their Megazord, that would maybe 13-ish feet?
Way more.
You're looking at about 13-ish stories minimum.
Because a Megazord is taller. There is not a building in Angel Grove taller than the Megazord.
Okay, stories.
Not one.
So yep.
Maybe 13 stories.
Think of the tallest buildings that we have here in Peoria. The apartment buildings. So the towers that we have.
I honestly think the
Megazord is taller than that.
Yes.
So fall from there.
Halfway.
Halfway.
Actually, technically speaking, they didn't die, though.
Yeah. Now, the reason I can guarantee this is years ago, even look at the Green with Evil. In the Green with Evil, when the Megazord gets destroyed, they don't fall on the ground and then their powers go away. Before they ever hit the ground, when they hit the ground, they hit the ground as people. They were like, ugh! And they hit the ground. They were already demorphed.
And wasn't some of them falling face first, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
They fell from Megazord to ground.
Not a scratch on them.
And then they got up
and watched
the Megazord fall into the earth. And fucking Kimberly was like, it was like they destroyed part of my soul. But we know her about her daddy issues and everything. She gets attached very quickly.
Yes.
Now look. Rocky fell 10 feet.
Listen, guys.
Anybody that wants to defend the Red Ranger that Rocky was, no. Rocky was always a joke.
Yeah, with this movie, you have officially lost all privileges.
Rocky was always a joke.
Rocky was, we already discussed this in our last episode. Go back and watch our part three of Zio. When we talk about, we think Rocky is the weakest character.
They shit on this character so hard that the way they decided to remove him from the Ranger team, because to be fair, that dude wanted to go on and do his own things.
Yeah.
He had his own things he wanted to do. He was like, can you please write me out of the show? And they were like, what if he fell out of a ring like a pansy?
I'm sorry, but if I was that dude, I'm like, guys, can I just transfer my powers?
Yeah. Like, why would you accept that? In the continuity we've seen so far, the other Rangers can fall from skyscrapers without powers, and they're like, that fucking hurt.
They don't even say ouch.
Yeah.
They land on the ground, they get up, and they might be just a little dirty.
And they're like, the Zords! But now, you fell out
I'm
of
like,
a 10-foot ring.
And you're like, my back! I'm like,
I'm done for, guys!
And then and then you see him in the hospital, and you're like,
He was legitimately fucked up.
And I'm looking at him, and I'm sitting here thinking.
Also, let us say again, Zordon is a dick.
Oh, Zordon doesn't care. Zordon does not care, because Zordon does not even ask the fucking question, how's Rocky?
Nothing. We get nothing about how's Rocky, what's going on,
teleport him here.
Hold on, let me do the entire conversation. Rangers, here are your new powers.
No.
What about the old one?
They called him in the hospital.
Yeah.
When they were in the hospital with Rocky, they called the team, and they're like,
oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Here's the important part about that from Zordon. Rangers, here are your new powers and your new Zords. Well, what about the blue one? Don't worry. It'll get there when he feels better.
Well, here's the thing. We're not here yet. We're going to be talking about that here soon.
But
Rocky's in the hospital.
I listened to the entire fucking conversation.
Yeah.
Because when they call him, they know where they're at. Zordon and Alpha, the fucking watch is a tracking device. They know where they're at. Okay? They call them in the hospital when they're standing 2 feet from Rocky.
and Justin underneath.
And they and they did not. And Zordon's not, and they were like, Rangers, we need you to transport to the command center. We have a problem. How's Rocky?
Nothing.
No. Nothing. They're like, Rangers, get your asses here.
Now here's the thing. Well, I'm going to give this again. Zordon is a dick.
He's always been a dick.
He has advanced medical and science technology at his
disposal. Do you know how we know this? Later in the movie, when they get that Larigo fucking hand puppet to the fucking command center, they put a fucking barbershop hair dryer on his face.
And it was healing him. It was healing him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was going to be just fine. Now, you can't help Rocky?
That man's got a broken back.
Broken back, dick.
Shit.
Just because you don't have a back.
Shit, let's wow. Okay, look.
Asshole.
He doesn't understand the struggles of a back.
It's been a long time since he's had a back. Yeah. He doesn't understand that struggle.
Aside from a weak back.
Well, shit. Let's fast forward a little bit past that, then.
No, well, hold on. Let's, okay. In order to keep going in order... The Rangers go to the command center and they get their new power packs.
They're backpacks.
Power packs, Shane.
They're color coordinated backpacks.
It's an amazing piece of technology.
Yes, Shane. You mean that plastic?
Shane.
Yes, plastic is amazing technology.
Shane. It's basically a wannabe proton pack for your kid on Halloween.
No, we're gonna be talking about that.
No, thing. I literally thought
followed,
it was a okay, fucking back
game
boy.
They get a power pack. And Tommy gets a Game Boy DS.
Yep.
So that he's not bored in the jungle. Then they teleport into the jungle.
My mistake.
We gotta find the original Nintendo DS. We need to find this magical, powerful wizard from dying from our son. I got to play Mario Kart.
Now, yep. Yeah. Tommy plays Mario Kart in the jungle while they look for Larigo.
Oh, wait. Switch to Pitfall.
Now, as they're looking for Larigo, Larigo has become king of the monkeys.
Because he fucking looks like a monkey.
They worship him and walk with him.
He tried to calm down a lion at one point, but the lion got scared and ran off.
Yeah, right now he's king of the monkeys.
Yeah.
Which are the best actors in this movie?
He's the king.
Yeah.
So they're walking around.
Go ahead.
Couple of things. One,
you sure?
The power pack... has a tiny, tiny little cup of water in case they get stranded. They need to live.
When she was like, it's so hot. I'm so thirsty. And he's like, you want some water? Grab mine, even though you have one too.
Yeah. Now she takes
Take
that,
your fucking backpack off, you lazy
she
bitch.
She takes that urine sample size cup of fucking water, drinks it, and then shares it with him. So she didn't even get a real drink.
No. Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's his.
She drank half of that bitch, gave it to him. Now pay attention. Oh, he drank half of that bitch, and then she just walked away.
She went to a
that means he can't put the drink back. He's out of water, Shane.
Yeah, because that bitch walked away.
Because he refuses to take the backpack off, and his arm
will not...
Also,
we get an Indiana Jones moment here.
Right, but his arm will not react in a way that will allow him to put his water back. So now Tommy is out of water.
Dehydrating.
So if he doesn't have... If something happens, he's out of water. Fuck him.
I don't know if they know...
She never put that cup back for him.
Maybe I'm wrong, but... Augmented must mean something different in their universe.
Now, so
I walked like a good 10 minutes. Oh, I'm tired.
So then they go over, and she sits down because it's so fucking hot in the jungle.
And even Tommy doesn't feel that way because he's wearing two shirts.
Yeah, which means he's more he's
actually burning up.
He's
more
insulated against the heat, Shane.
Yeah. That's not how that works, but okay.
It is today.
Yeah, okay. It is today. Don't worry about it.
Now, she sits down, and there's a snake.
It's a big-ass fucking snake. Look, because it's the cartoon fight that Tommy has with it. This is not a fucking garden snake. This is a motherfucking python.
Oh,
we're talking
God.
Like it's almost anaconda size, the way Tommy's fighting it.
Shane, don't worry. They just borrowed it from Jake the Snake. It'll be all right.
Now, this snake... I don't know why they're afraid of it, honestly.
Tommy's not.
But Tommy says,
don't move.
No, look. Look, I have to bring this up.
At the count of three.
Oh, we have to because I
Shane.
Go ahead.
If there is a snake behind you right now.
Okay.
And let's say that this wall does not exist, Shane.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to jump away from the snake.
Got it. On the count of three?
Yes.
Let's do it.
One, two, three. Now, Shane, why did you not fall out of this room?
Well, as you see, I'm not stupid. Second off, I'm not augmented because I felt like my augmented jump needed to be used there.
Now, you can see that there's a cliff!
Oh, dude.
And a waterfall.
You watch Cat jump from the snake, fall, roll off the fucking cliff.
And behind Tommy, you can see the waterfall.
Like,
and she's hanging there.
It's not a mystery. She wasn't surprised by it. You can see the cliff, dumb bitch. How about if you need to jump away from the snake, there's left, right, up. You can jump into the Megazord.
Summon your Megazord.
Jump up to the tree.
So, as Kat is hanging from a branch.
A branch.
She thinks...
Oh, technically, it's a root hanging out. But
yeah, sure.
Now, root. During this moment,
she takes
Tommy
one.
Is
wrestling a snake.
Like I said, they got it on loan from Jake the Snake.
I swear to God, dude, this is the most cartoony fight in the fucking movie. The Red Ranger.
Tommy's...
Your leader is punching a snake.
He's punching a snake.
Get off my dick!
No, that's what he's fighting. He's fighting his dick. What are you talking about?
Fighting a snake.
Now,
Cat
is hanging there. Tommy can't get to her. Tommy's not an augmented human.
Dude, that
Throw
snake...
Throw that motherfucker away!
That snake is tough.
It must be an augmented snake.
It's an augmented snake.
That's a new species.
This is a different kind of jungle. This is the jungle Larigo went to because everything is augmented here.
It has to be. It has to be.
It's where they're filming the current sequel to Jumanji.
Jumanji,
yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So Cat's hanging off a root branch. It's a stick. She's hanging from a stick, okay?
There you go. Now you said it right.
So she's like, this is a good time to morph. Why? You're augmented. Leap!
That's not my only problem here, but Cleveland,
we'll get there. So she summons her morpher by, twisting her wrist.
She got
and then grabbing the other one.
Arm at a time for some reason.
And then twisting her wrist to get the other part.
And which you do have to do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Even though it somehow magically got wrapped around the stick.
Now she's now we all saw that. This and then this. Okay? The strap got caught on a knot on the stick. So then she's losing her grip and she falls. Well, the cheap Zordon, thank you for the cheap fucking
I've had cheap fucking wristwatches with better durability than that fucking cloth strap Zordon.
Morpher in space still has better
the fucking Velcro is still good on it.
Yeah. Yes.
The Velcro strap. Thank you for my cloth Velcro strap.
Thanks, Zordon.
Yeah.
Fall and it comes off and she's falling and the morpher's falling and she catches it. Now it's time to Zeo Ranger 1, pink. And she's morphing. First off, we all know that they
sometimes it's instant, sometimes it's not, Shane.
It must be only instant when there's a fight.
No, when there's others around.
Look, here's the
Now, we just saw in Zeo that there was an actual scene where they were running, and they just instantly went, pew, and they were in the costume, remember?
So she should have just instantly been morphed. Well, it's going,
Look, here's the real problem I have. When she was introduced, what was she doing?
Swimming.
He just got to my problem.
We're going to get there in a second because as she's morphing, remember, she hurts her leg because she wasn't completely morphed. Her leg hit the water before she was completely morphed and then sparked and now no morphing.
Shane, let me help you out with something. Now, I'm standing, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know my brother? Have you ever seen my brother?
Maybe once.
Bill, help explain. My brother stands about like this much taller than I do, right?
Okay.
Yeah. He's gone with people because here in Illinois, there's actually different spots in the river that'll actually branch off where it makes waterfalls.
Yeah.
And you could go to these national parks here in Illinois and jump off the fucking waterfall and land in like a little lake reservoir thing that sits underneath the waterfall. He's done that. My brother is taller than I am. It's slightly wider than I am, and just a little bit heavier than I am because he's taller and wider.
Okay.
How much does Cat weigh?
Ooh, we're going to say $1.30.
Do you know how most. Do you know how much I weigh?
Not $1.30.
Good answer.
$3 and some change?
Yeah, probably about
$3. It says not $1.30.
Yeah, probably about $3.30 last
I was actually going to say that because I
said yes. If my brother, who is taller, wider, and weighs more than me, can jump off of a fucking cliff, even if he slips and falls, but if he goes off the cliff and is able to land down at the bottom of the waterfall, no problem. How the fuck does scrawny bitch do it and fucking kill herself?
Okay, now we're on my point.
Well, there's one more thing before you get to the swimming part. When she hits the water, the morphing stops.
Okay, yes.
Does
the morphing short circuit
somehow? If Horse
somehow.
Hose would have been really smart, he would have just sprayed them with his cannon face.
When they were morphing.
When they were morphing.
Because it shuts it off.
Because evidently, just like the Machine Empire, water is the biggest enemy of morph technology.
So let's not
Zeo
set up
morph technology.
Bait. Let's not set up base. On a planet...
If it is raining, can the Rangers not morph? Why not attack during a thunderstorm?
Well, let's see.
Actually,
50 episodes.
Have they ever?
Has
no.
it ever rained?
No.
Have they ever morphed during a storm?
No.
And stuff?
No.
It doesn't really rain in Aliens.
Yeah, they also... They never attack at night.
Yep.
They finally...
But that's because all those Serpentera batteries run off solar energy.
Yes. Yeah, it's almost always in the
and
middle of the day.
You guys are welcome for that, by the way. I'm the one who made that one.
It's almost always in the middle of the day.
Well, that's because everybody sleeps at night, Bill. Even the bad guys need their rest. It's a 9-to-5 job to stop the Rangers.
Yeah, well, speaking of rest, that's something else we're going to have to get to later.
So, look. Shane...
Really? You forgot about that part?
She falls in the water, Shane.
Yeah, she does.
Splash.
Splash.
Now, in the water, she has broken her leg.
Correct.
Because she fell from such a great distance.
Oh, and at this point, Tommy starts diving.
Now, the leader...
He's the leader, Billy. We
already dives off the cliff.
Flips, because you gotta look.
Does a cool flip.
You gotta have style.
Lands in the same water in almost the same spot.
Head first.
He is fine.
But he went in head first.
He is fine.
Yeah. No, that's because...
Now look. He now has to save...
The swimmer.
The swimmer...
Mm-hmm.
Who
leg.
Cannot fall from that distance. He can fall from that distance. She cannot.
Mm-hmm.
She is the swimmer. Mm-hmm. He is not.
Nope. He's a martial artist.
He saves
By
her.
By the way, she tried to morph. He did not.
Yeah. She was even fully... augmenting.
He was
not.
Bill.
Why is he not paced?
The leader.
Is true.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
He is Tommy Oliver.
Yes.
Tommy Oliver does not fucking fall to water.
By the way,
Man
now
crush.
At this point...
Whoa! No, we've seen it plenty of times. The only thing that stops him is a man with no skin and a big metal stick.
That's true. It's the only thing in the series that ever really stopped him.
Which, by the way, at this point, we've also missed a couple of things. Because we've made mention of them. Bulk and Skull are cops. Anyone who has not watched Hollywood Babylon, get ready for shit that cannot be unseen.
To be fair.
The hot dog?
Yes, the hot dog.
You noticed
that
too? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The hot dog is not in the bun.
At the very end, when the mustard is
yes,
on.
Yes, at the very
when
end
he wipes
it is,
it, there
but
is
in
a,
the center.
Because I saw
no.
that too. I looked. And he was, like, trying to get the mustard out. I'm like, it's a bun, Skull.
there's no hot dog.
And then it must have fell out. I swear to God, I think when they were filming it, it fell out.
And he just kept rolling
And they
the
kept
scene.
Rolling it. Because you're not going to take another fucking take for a hot dog.
Yeah.
So when they went off the Skull, they picked the hot dog up and put it back in the bun. I honestly think that's probably what happened.
Yeah, because there was no hot dog.
There was no hot dog.
I was laughing. I was
even
like, what happened to it?
Even in the shitty quality me and Seth were watching, I'm like...
Yeah,
I had
you
to
could clearly tell.
I had to keep looking. I had to keep looking. I'm like, there's no hot dog.
Yeah.
What do you
they rejoin the Force, but they do actually give us a little bit of storyline here. They say, you know what it took for us to get rehired. So don't mess this up.
Yeah.
So they did get rehired. We're not going to shit on that. They did
exactly.
at least cover their bases.
Now, there's also a little bit of storyline here of, I've been asked to fucking watch the dance tonight. I can't do it. I need you two idiots to go do it. Okay. So they're on the motorcycle going. By this point, They've already been captured and, quote, reprogrammed.
Yeah.
Let's talk about we'll get to the accents here in a minute.
They're amazing.
I have a question.
Who is this Balkan skull?
When you get captured by people in a submarine, because that's what they're at.
Are we on Diva Talks? Are we going to talk about Diva Talks?
We're going to get there. Why do they have white hair?
Reprogramming.
They wiped the mind.
Yeah. So that changes your fucking hair color?
And they thought
hair is part of the mind.
Were perfect human being sacrifices.
No. They were pure of heart. Yes.
Pure.
They were pure of heart and soul.
What's that look about?
They're
Shannon?
Also that is true because they are
they also dumbed down Looney Tune that shit for all the kids in the audience because the barn they went through sells old smelly bait as per the sign that says old smelly bait.
I saw
so
that.
So you know that they stink.
I saw that. I was like,
ha ha, funny joke.
Even a fucking 6-year-old wouldn't laugh at that.
I just laughed at that. Like, literally just now.
Well, to be fair, I've always said that your daughter's more mature than you.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, okay, yes, Bulk and Skull are captured.
And now at this point, fucking two other people have been captured. A couple of deep sea divers.
I have a big problem with this. I don't know whether to talk about it now or wait a little bit more. Because when you find out who they...
So anyways, after the swimming, we save Larigo. Look, let's just skip to that. We've saved Larigo. We're going to go put the hairdresser thing on his
face.
Oh,
my God.
Which, by the way,
seen that
Larigo was able to heal Broken Leg instantly.
Yep.
I'm sorry, before we, you know...
Maybe we could go get Rocky?
Yeah, we can either go get Rocky now, or after an ultimatum comes through while he's sitting there under the hairdryer that says, give us Larigo or we fucking off his family... Oh, and by the way, these two people that we have captured, you may know who they are.
Kimberly and Jason?
Have come back to Angel Grove. Now, I want to point something out. I've made this argument for a long time, that Jason and Kimberly, I think, were very close to being a thing, but just never crossed the line. I think they're together. Now, here's the reason why. When they get there, she said, we came back to surprise everyone and help with the shelter. What are you surprising everybody? Jason has only been gone for a couple of months. He's not surprising shit. And you, Kimberly, I'm sorry, in a way, you're not surprising shit either. Look, my normal life...
No.
The bug on your shoulder, guy.
My normal life is fighting monsters. Fighting giant... evil, spooky monsters, Shane. This is my normal life, every day. You know this.
I do.
All day or a day.
Now,
except on holidays where we don't fight a spooky monster,
you
we fight
just
some
simply,
Christmas tree.
You just simply coming back to
or
town,
nightmare.
That's not surprising, and it don't mean shit to me.
After a few months.
You might be my friend, and I might be like, oh yeah, what's up, guys? Up, deet, 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 I gotta go. And you know this.
Yes.
You know this. So what news do you have that is going to surprise everybody?
That they're back.
Think that was it?
They could be engaged, or they're together. Regardless, I have another...
Or they were going to get engaged there.
Regardless, I have a question because of what you just said. Repeat what Kimberly says.
We're going to surprise everybody and help with the shelter.
Why are they diving?!
Because...
That's not surprising anybody! You are going swimming!
Yes, but yeah, Shane...
They were
but you
going.
Got, you got to have
were.
Fun before you
they're
hang
going,
out with your
now,
friends.
Here's the thing. See, this is just it. They didn't, like, get into town and call their friends. They got into town, got together, and went to go diving. And they were like, in the morning, we're going to surprise all our friends. Now, look. There's something about this that makes me feel like... I don't know what happened to Biker Chick... But I think that Jason and Kimberly must have met back up, got the talking, they're old friends. I think they're with each other.
That's another reason why I question how much time difference happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I get that. But there's something about this scene, the way that they handle that, like, you coming into town to surprise me for a day? Look, you know I'm going to go fight monsters. I can't spend the day with you, and you know that. We're gonna meet at the juice bar. You guys are gonna be like, "Hey, what's up, guys? Blah blah. Let's get a drink." It was nice seeing you guys. We gotta go fight monsters.
Don't worry, we'll be back in like a half hour.
I gotta save this weird hand puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna leave, and it seems like when they go away, yeah, they fight for like half an hour, and they come back, and they'll be like, "Sorry, guys, had to fight monsters."
Get beeped again. It's like, damn it.
Yeah. So yeah. Like. I don't know. There's something about that statement. Like, we're going to surprise all our friends and hang out for the day. No, you're not. You know I'm going to go fight monsters?
Yeah.
You know that's my fucking job?
Actually, Jason might know because of King Mondo being defeated.
And you also know that unlike you two, which I don't understand why, but unlike you two, I'm in school. I got shit to do. I got charities and shit that I got to do in between my homework.
And saving the world.
And saving the world.
Look, them two motherfuckers went and got their GED.
They're good enough, damn it. But they're not older. They're in the same grade.
I really feel like something's going on. I really feel like these two did not come back as two friends.
They could be together, and that makes some sense because it is more obvious in the new movie that they are trying to get these two together.
Yes.
They have an attraction. They like each other. They kiss, but they cut it out.
Yeah, they did.
There,
I still disagree with
there
that, by
the is way. Yeah. An attraction between Jason and Kimberly. It's always been there. There's a lot of couples going on in this movie.
I think this finally went full circle. I think that they are together when we
because
see
them. Because
as of
right now,
moment.
Tommy and Kat are together.
There's nothing that proves it, no. But let's be honest, there's nothing that proves that Tommy and Kat are together.
There's nothing.
In the course of this movie, if you did not know Power Rangers at all, would you assume that those two were boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
You could.
How? Well, what do they do besides walk together in the jungle and she drinks his water?
Whoa, that's true love.
Right? No, true love is you got to pull the bitch up after she tries to off herself with the arm that she stabbed you in.
What if fighting off a snake, jumping off a cliff with style into the water to save you, is that true love?
That's the power of friendship. We see it all the time in Power Rangers. They're just friends.
See?
Just friends.
I see.
Speaking of the power of friendship, you need to tell Zordon to fucking quit booty calling you.
So here's the thing. Now that we're past this, we get to talk about, because now we've captured Bulk and Skull, we've captured Jason and Kimberly. Let's talk about Divatox.
Oh, you mean her two reasons that she's on there?
Two wonderful reasons.
I'm sorry, I watched this in shitty quality. The only thing I saw was comically oversized fucking Anna Nicole Smith fucking lips that are all fucking Botoxed in fucking some form of plastic surgeon's wet dream.
Okay, I don't know what you got to see in your version. This woman...
mine look like shit. That's
this woman is remarkably attractive. I'm going to give that to her. She really is. She's very pretty.
Now, for me...
And she's in fantastic shape. Now, that's not me being lewd, but I have to point something out about it. Go ahead.
I was going to say... Before I started watching this movie Thursday, I took a look at the featurette, you know, behind the scenes stuff, and it's like, she was there with part makeup, fully clothed, hair messed up, and like, wow.
Dude, she's very attractive.
No, and it's like, in this instance, with all that stuff on, she doesn't quite look as attractive.
Well, that's because they have to make her evil.
Yeah.
But this woman...
Yeah, when you see her on here, yeah, she's...
Here's
damn.
The thing. When I was little, I saw
boobies,
this movie,
boobies.
And I said, holy shit, she's like the coolest villain ever. And I was way into it. I was like, dude, she's so hot. Now look...
And then you saw the tongue.
No. Sadly, I grew up. And the level of her attractiveness can only hold my attention for so long before I have no choice but to realize how awful her fucking character is.
But her boobs.
Don't worry. When he
No, that goes away real quick with me. I can see boobs. Like, the internet has changed my life.
Yeah.
The internet is a different monster. If I want boobs, I type in boobs.
She had a nice rack.
So and shit, I promise you...
Sometimes there's days you don't want boobs and you're still able to see boobs.
I promise you that if I want to see her boobs, I could type it in right now and somebody at least did a photographic fakery and I can be like, those are nice.
They do that photographic fakery of a lot of stuff, even some of the Power Rangers.
But see, that's exactly what I'm getting at. So her attractiveness dies on me in minutes. In minutes, I'm like, wow. Like, because she came back on screen, and I was like, man, I forgot how pretty she was. Because I could see it. Even under all that makeup and shit, I could see that she was very attractive. But then, about 2 minutes go by, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Superficial stuck-up cunt. Right.
She's really attractive, but she's also diva-tough.
Yep.
She's a toxic diva.
And she keeps talking, and, oh, man.
We hate to say this. We're not sexist at all. She's very pretty until she opens her mouth.
Dude,
see, that's where
it
all goes downhill.
The way they had her act...
Oh, my God.
The way they had her act this character is terrible.
Shit, not even the acting, the dialogue, too. Just,
what's that thing?
Yeah,
what
are you going to do with the lines they gave her?
Parasol?
Yeah.
Parasol, is that what they looked through? The thing
Periscope.
That they,
Periscope, yeah.
The Periscope, when she was standing...
Parasol, yeah. Yeah, let's look through an umbrella under the water.
If it has holes, you can.
If it has holes when you're in the ocean, you're drowning.
Listen, I didn't know what's going on. I don't work on a fucking submarine.
She was standing like
at
a that
screen
thing.
Door in a submarine.
She was standing there and she threw a tantrum.
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
And I was like,
dude, I was so done with it. I was like, because when she first came on the screen, I was like, Divatox? And then I was looking at her and I was like, yes, Divatox. And then she started going on.
I'm sorry.
Like, and I made it about 2 minutes before I was like, oh, damn it. I've grown up.
I'm going to say this. I know it's way ahead, but I don't care. The Turbo series came out 20 years ago. If you haven't seen it, it's your own damn fault. She destroys the Power Rangers.
She does.
Yeah.
She destroys the Power Rangers.
She does.
Yep.
She will
No
win.
More Turbo Power.
Nobody has ever won. Up to this point, they've come close. They've come close, but there's always been a backdoor possibility.
But then again, Rita and Zed kind of beat them.
But they didn't. Because there was always...
the command center and stuff. So.
No. There was the command center rebuilt itself.
Yeah.
And there was always the possibility that just around the corner was a new power.
Yeah.
Zordon,
a new enemy.
Zordon always had something in the background that was guaranteed if this doesn't work, I'm just going to go to this.
She kidnaps Zordon, destroys the turbo power.
She destroyed the power, destroyed the command center. It does not come back. It's not there today.
It's done.
She destroys the command center, destroys the power, destroys all the Zords, and takes Zordon and cuts them off from everything they've ever known. Mm-hmm. And then you could say, oh, well, Zordon still had that back door that you're talking about where he had it planned out that Andra... No, they didn't. Because the only reason the Rangers are still alive today is because Lucky. That's it. They went and got a spaceship that Zordon did have put back. That they could use later.
I thought it was we'll talk about that.
But they took that spaceship, went to space, and then in their very first battle against what equivalents to the putties of that series, they were going to die. That's not like when they go to Ninja or go on a quest for power or the power or get
and talk
thunder.
To dumb bitches who can only live from shore to Stonehenge.
Or they get thunder power. There was always something.
Talk in questions.
Zordon always had something that said, hey, it's going to be fine.
But for these Rangers...
Well, she comes up in Turbo. Anyway.
She won. Yeah. She's the only bad guy to ever win. If it wasn't for mysterious Red Ranger that comes out of nowhere, Deus Ex Machina dog shit...
That is exactly what it is, because I'm sorry. This woman... Who does a tantrum fit?
Yes.
Destroys my power.
She won.
But that man with the armada?
He lost.
Yeah.
And she won. When we get there, we're going to talk about it. But she fucking won. She is the quintessential... I hate this. She is the quintessential most successful villain in Power Rangers history.
Which is funny because this is the most successful Power Rangers movie that's canon.
That's a true statement.
Yeah, it is.
He's right about that.
I know he's right.
So anyways...
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so we've already seen little gremlin man fucking heal a leg. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go save them. Hold on. Let's make a pit stop at the hospital and get a Rocky.
No.
Nope. Screw him. Oh, by the way, I would be remiss to mention that Justin was hiding under the bed when they teleported out, so he knows they're Power Rangers.
Yeah,
let's move on.
I tried to bring that up ahead of time.
Yeah, I apologize.
Now, we all know that Justin will become the new Blue Ranger, taking Rocky's spot.
Well, obviously, he was wearing a blue shirt on the bus.
Yeah.
That was your first hint. Here's the second thing. To be a Power Ranger in this universe, the qualifications are almost non-existent. You want to be my Green Ranger? Spin kick, spin kick, spin kick. Got the job.
No. Spin kick, spin kick, spin kick while wearing a green shirt.
Oh, yes. Now, what was Justin's qualification? I hid orphan. Under
orphan.
Orphan. He's right. Orphan.
Well,
who the fuck is going to miss him if he keels over dead in the power suit?
I'm sorry, but look, we've talked a lot about Zordon. Orphan was his qualification.
Yeah.
He has a dad, but that dude is somewhere.
And he learned, what he talked about during this movie is that he learned some martial arts from his dad.
Oh, and when his dad comes back in the Turbo series, I still don't care. His dad is a piece of shit. He's a fucking piece of shit.
What was the excuse?
Okay, his dad's
a businessman. And he's
His dad used to run a martial arts studio, but he lost his passion, so he put his kid into fucking child services.
I thought it was mom died. So after mom died,
dad
went drinking.
Mom died. He went drinking, lost his passion, put his kid into child services.
Okay, that makes you a piece of shit.
He's a fucking piece of garbage.
He is. Yep. He is.
I don't give a fuck what happened in his life. I don't give a fuck how much he loved his wife. I don't care. He's a piece of fucking human trash.
So, we already have three qualifications,
I think.
He was wearing blue.
Orphan.
Orphan. And
martial arts
from daddy.
This little kid knows some martial arts.
Oh, and he got a referral from Rocky, so I'm in.
Yeah.
I would not want
to.
The only qualification to be a Power Ranger, let's be real. This is the only real qualification. Your parents won't miss you. That's it.
Yep.
Because where are the fucking parents?
Oh, Tanya's are in a cave fucking cracking whips and Indiana Jonesing.
Orphan!
And when there's Parents' Day. And when there's a Parents' Day at school.
Oh, yeah, true, and when there's a Parents' Day.
You have to have parents that are basically fucking missing.
They
either have to be missing or basically be missing.
I'm sorry, if anybody didn't like that new movie that came out, at least Jason's parents, or at least his dad.
He had a fucking dad.
And he even so much as saved his own father.
Yes.
Yeah. Billy, now we didn't see Billy's mom, we heard...
But she's there.
Yes.
Yeah.
We saw Trini's fucking parents. And if you watch the deleted, you get to see her, Kimberly's dad.
Yes.
And Zach's mom. They have parents. They don't... What's their qualification?
Explosion. Convenient place of explosion.
I'll give you that one.
And they were wearing the correct colors.
Actually, no. I don't think they were. I think Trini, maybe.
I'd have to go back and watch it again, but I don't think they got all retarded with their color coordination last weekend.
No, it wasn't like retarded like they were wearing, like, Zach was in the black shirt and fucking Billy was in a blue shirt. I think it was like
Zach was in a black shirt, Billy was in a blue shirt, Jason was in a red shirt, Trini, I think, was wearing yellow, Kimberly, I think, was wearing pink. I think they were wearing colors. I just watched it last weekend again.
Okay, well,
okay,
regardless.
So, convenience and colors.
So here, Divatox makes a deal. She says, look, I need the puppet, and I need him to open a door
to get my future husband.
Why is everything on this planet?
We're going to talk about that, too.
She needs him to get her future husband, who's in another dimension.
On this planet.
Yeah, on this planet.
On this planet. This is where you chose to run. Here.
We already know there is life on other planets in this universe. Why is it always...
Every
Earth.
Well, not every bad thing is on Earth, because some bad things, like where the Kamen Rider dude is, his fucking world is all enslaved
and
shit.
And then there's the bad guys on Aquitar.
Yeah, and then there's pigmen on Aquitar that are, like, evil and drink water.
Which, by the way, all they can do is sit in a submarine.
Stop looking at me.
Go to Aquitar!
Yeah, why is she not an Aquitar enemy?
Because he's in a submarine and it makes sense.
But anyways.
The entire planet's water.
So anyways.
Fair enough. We usually don't deal with common sense in a Ranger show.
So dumb. So, now that we've gotten this far, they make a deal. And I actually wanted to bring something up here.
Go ahead.
They say, we have Jason and Kimberly. We have, we're going to trade them. If you will give us
the puppet.
Fucking weird midget puppet man. Now, Tommy's response, he is not over Kimberly.
Yep.
Not in the fucking least. And this is one of those things that it makes that weird scene where you see that he does end up with Kat, even though that's a weird fucking scene and it feels like it shouldn't be canon. But there's nothing they gave us in the presentation that says it's not canon. There's nothing. That's not even filler episodes. What happened happened. Mm-hmm. So whatever's going on in that episode, somehow he will end up with Kat. It's weird. It makes no sense.
And have kids and grandkids.
Yeah, but somehow it will happen. Well, he's not over Kimmy, not in the least. Because when he sees her, Jason is in trouble. He says, "Kimberly."
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck about the Gold Ranger.
Yeah.
When they show him on the viewing screen, not globe.
Yeah, it's a screen now. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Alpha, put on the viewing globe.
Hold on. Special piece of technology I want to bring up real quick.
Go ahead.
Makes Pervy Zordon even more extreme than we ever realized he could be.
Oh, go ahead.
If you lay in Zordon's bed, he can hook a device up to your mind that allows him to watch your memories. Yeah. The way that you see them through his viewing globe thing. He did that to Larigo.
Yeah.
He said, "Show us Larigo's memories." And they just fucking plugged this thing in and they're like, "Pew!" And we just saw Larigo's fucking mind shit.
Yeah.
So, the moral of the story, do not fall asleep in front of Zordon.
In the third person as well, mind you.
In the third person, even,
because
yes.
It's supposed to be going through, like, the eyes of the wife.
It's Larigo's memories, is what they said, yeah.
But again, like, the mind link is supposed to be through the fucking wife's eyes, but instead we get to see the wife and the fucking kid and the little fucking towel thing.
It's even how you perceive things must have been if you could have watched them yourself.
Yeah.
And he sees that memory, or your assumed memory. It's weird.
Yeah.
Does not make sense. But anyways, they go out there to get them, and of course, because bad guys, we don't actually get them. Larigo turns himself over, and Tommy has a fucking breakdown.
Yeah.
When he goes out there and tries to get Kimberly, and it turns out to be a dummy, and he freaks out trying to go for the other one.
Yeah, he has to check on the second one for reason.
He has to know, because if there's even a chance that this could be Kimberly, he has to save her. Because
Adam was out there with him. He's like, "Tommy, let it go. It's not them."
Yeah, it's not them.
Yeah, it's not them. We'll have to get them later. Don't worry. We'll get to it. No! No, I gotta get... Tommy, calm down. We'll get... No! No, I got it! Tommy,
and then
we gotta go back to the base, man. Come on.
So we now go back to the command center. Of course, we were tricked because we're good guys. And we get turbo power.
No, first we get shown the vehicles.
Yeah, but this is all part of getting the turbo power. Yeah. I'm not too worried about those. Vehicles piss me off, by the way. But anyways, they piss me off. The cockpit of the vehicle makes no goddamn sense. They're in the cockpit. You can obviously see. It's almost like they're in a jet. They're all closed in, right?
Yep.
But then Tommy gets out of the car by simply opening the door. How does he do that? How does he get out of the car like it's a normal fucking car if he's in the car and we can see that it's like a fucking cockpit inside? Future chair.
Well, hold on. Before future chair, anybody else notice the sound effects?
I listened to them, but it didn't.
So you didn't notice it was DeLorean sound effects for most of it?
Oh yeah, I did.
I need to go drive him like a like the DeLorean fucking going. Hold on, let me get the door.
Yep. Okay, the door opening, yes.
But we get the powers that Billy was working on.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation that I can come up with.
Yep.
That says how these powers are here.
Now I have a question. Because Zordon always says this every single time. These are your new powers. More powerful than we've...
Supposedly, the Turbo Rangers are stronger than any power that we have seen so far.
Question. Doesn't the Zeo Crystal...
Nope.
Is supposed to be.
Nope.
Nope.
But they...
Nope. Floating head.
Ever growing.
Hey, Zordon.
Don't view that plot hole. Future chair.
Can we have one instance where you tell the plot correctly?
Hold on. No, I think I have it now. Don't view that future chair.
God damn it.
I don't want to work with Zordon anymore. Buddy.
You do.
Nope.
You do.
Just do it the once and fucking already know.
See, Zordon...
No, just copy and paste again.
Working with Zordon is amazing.
He would teleport me out of the fucking... command center because I would do the one thing nobody else does. Ask questions.
Yeah, nope. No.
You said
no,
that my Zeo power...
Shane, nope. Shane, he's not going to teleport you out of the command center. You get to go to the basement.
You're going to the basement.
Along with all the slaves that helped rebuild the command center.
You're going to the basement, and specifically, I'm going to tell everybody that you went to the fucking Peace Corps.
Yep.
I get down there, I'll be like, Zach, Trini, what's going on?
They'll be
Peace
Corps. We've been down here since we started asking questions.
Oh, I'm down here too.
Welcome to the Peace Corps.
You're not getting out.
I figured that much, because I have the Zeo power that continuously gets stronger.
Oh, by the way, that'll start killing you.
Yep.
Enjoy that.
He didn't take my powers away. Zeo Ranger, whatever color I am.
Yeah, you're not getting out of the basement.
You're not getting,
Get me out of the basement, you fuck. Somebody kidnap him.
Nope. Never happened. You're in the basement.
You're done, Shane.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, guys, it's a four-man team because
I just realized something. If what we make up is true about Zordon kidnapping
people. It's going to be canon. They need to put this in the shows.
Yeah, it's going to be in the show.
When Diva Tox destroys the command center... What the fuck happens to him?
One of two things. It's one of two things. The people in the basement, either when Zordon goes away, the door opens.
She liberated them.
Yeah.
She went in, and as they were taking the tube out, they looked down the tube, and there was like a bunch of people starving and shit down there. And they were looking up like, we see light for the first time in years. And she was like, oh my God, he's a monster.
Even I'm the
villain.
I am.
I'm the villain.
She's the fucking hero.
Yeah.
That's one thing. She liberated him because his power's connected to the command center. When he's gone, the door's open.
Uh-huh.
Or two, it doesn't work that way. And when they took Zordon, they're just down there dead.
They're just like, yeah. So
guys,
for some reason they stopped bringing food down here.
Guys, do you notice it got awfully quiet?
I don't hear bullshit.
Hello? Because I remember, you know, when Tommy would ask questions, and Zordon would be like, blah, blah, blah. I'm down here going, wrong! No! Fucking motherfucking floating head cocksucker!
I don't have a back.
You don't have balls either! Face me like a man! Or whatever the fuck you are.
So... Speaking of basements,
our show is the
in the
best
basement
show.
Of the submarine. We are planning an escape.
Hold on, quick time out. I still say we need fucking go fuck yourself money so we can make our series with fucking creepy Zordon in the basement.
Oh.
And shit. All right, go ahead.
He has a diving meter on his wrist.
Yes, he does.
They're 450 feet below the surface. When they get to 100, that's when they can escape. Why not wait until you get up there? Because it seemed like they didn't have a hard time knocking those nuts.
It's not my problem.
What's your problem?
My problem is something else completely.
Go ahead and tell me your problem.
Okay,
I have, my problem is they didn't wait.
Yes, we are ahead of where we're supposed to be. But look, when he breaks those nut things off, okay, and then he's holding the thing up there, right? And he's like, I can't hold this much longer. It's heavy as shit. When the room basically fills up with water, he lets it go. He was pretending. He was pretending to be manly.
Yep.
Because when he let it go, they had to break it off the wall.
Yep.
Which means that he wasn't having problems holding it on there.
He was trying to impress Kimmy.
He was impressing yep. Kimberly. Oh, shit! Using so much muscle, baby!
Here's the question I have.
I have another question, because this makes these two look like assholes. They did go back and get Bulk and Skull.
Yeah.
Water's filling up. They're only separated.
Jason was going to leave their asses.
Yeah.
Kimberly went back for Bulk and Skull.
Yeah,
she was like,
we
need to go help them.
For the first time... Now, we know that Bulk and Skull can be very annoying. And we've seen the teenagers not really yell at them. But in this instance, when they're doing their awful accents...
Oh my god, it's so great.
Jason turns around and is like, would you shut up?
Yeah, he's like, shut the fuck up or I'll leave you here to drown.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he was going to, too. Because when the door was finally open and he was like, all right, let's go. And she's like, we have to help Bulk and Skull. And he's like, fine.
And I didn't
which
ends up
gets
him.
To my point. We have two augmented humans, or at least used to be augmented.
If the Mighty Morphin, she's not.
Yeah.
Jason might still be slightly augmented from the powers that are left over.
Her
from
powers
the Red
are gone
Crown.
Because she because
he still has the Mighty Morphin power. He still has it. It was damaged. No, his is completely fine.
Yeah.
He transferred his to Rocky. She transferred hers to Kat.
But he didn't.
No, she gave hers to Kat.
Yeah.
She's no longer augmented at all. Jason is a weird thing.
His was copied.
That copy.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, you're right.
And
you're
it
right.
has to be a copy because he still fucking has it in Forever Red.
Yep.
And his coin, unlike Rocky's coin, Adam. When Adam comes back, the coins were damaged.
Yeah, it's like you can
and
see
his
crack.
Is damaged.
Yep.
Jason's is not damaged because the power was transferred,
and he was still in his suit.
So whatever happened. Now here's the thing that could have happened: the powers were transferred, and that morpher became mute. It does nothing. Does nothing. It's just a thing. Okay, that's fine. I can believe that. When the powers were damaged, the morphing grid could no longer connect to Rocky's morpher. It connected back to Jason's.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I like that. That's a good
because his coin is in perfect condition.
Because it never got destroyed.
It never got damaged.
That makes sense.
So that makes sense. If the signal can't reach the other morpher, it goes back to the last signal it had. That's Jason. That's how he gets his powers back in Forever Red.
Now, regardless, let me just... So we have non-augmented, but, you know, with slightly whatever. Both of them are trained divers.
Yes.
We have Bulk and Skull, who are cops.
Oh, would you like to know the advice that Jason gave them? When he exhale slowly when you get close to the
exhale
surface.
Exhale slowly while we fucking swim up 100 fucking feet.
Because you don't want decompression sickness.
Salt water.
Because they apparently know how to swim.
Well, swimming's not the problem.
So open your eyes wide.
Yeah.
It's going to burn. It's going to suck.
In the ocean.
But you have
with
dude,
salt water, yes.
Drown.
You got to do it.
Drown.
Yeah.
Yep.
Slight discomfort. Yes. I'll take
slight.
The slight. Okay.
Slight.
I've been in the ocean before and I got salt water in my eyes. It does suck.
Yes.
I'd rather than.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
All right, now look. At the same time that this is all going down.
The Rangers are on a phantom boat.
The Rangers go to Zordon's boat.
Another question. This is an old-style 17th century ship. Sails and everything.
Oh, there's more to it than that.
Yep. Well,
no, keep going.
That's
go ahead.
What it looks like.
Go ahead.
Why does it need a key like a car?
It needs those keys specifically, which means this is Billy's boat.
Yep.
Billy's creepy boat.
Because we our show theorizes that Billy made the turbo power.
And maybe a little bit more.
I think that, look, he had to use things. This is the reason it makes sense. Billy, unlike Zordon, does not have access to bullshit. He has to use things that exist in his world.
Speaking of bullshit.
Cars.
Speaking of bullshit, here comes Justin saying that he's the new Blue Ranger.
We're going to get to that. Yeah, Billy has to use cars, and Billy understands a boat, and Billy understands more for technology.
And
the keys, the
morpher,
the cars, the boats, yeah. Those things make sense. Billy can do those things. So.
Just go kick the door in. I know you got a piss.
We get that, right? We get that all, okay? Now, Billy Boat. Before we embark on the Billy Boat, we're introduced to our new Blue Ranger, Shane.
12-year-old Justin.
He's a fucking child.
Yeah. But
which Jason has the exact
Kiba
same
Ranger
expression
was also a
that most of us did.
Who?
The Kiba Ranger in the Sentai. Wasn't he a kid?
Don't care.
Yeah.
We're not there. And Kiba's very different situation. Kiba was not chosen by some great fucking powerful wise mentor.
Did he just happen to find it?
He found the Saba staff.
Okay.
Yep.
And I've never
fucking
seen that series,
it transformed him.
Okay, I've never, like I said, I've never
That's
seen
that. That's a very different situation.
Yeah.
This.
Technically, the closest to this would be in Kyuranger, where fucking the little kid who's been, you know, watching the Power Rangers and being like, holy fuck, these dudes are cool, literally goes to seek them out, and the spirit of, like, the great leader of the resistance for the Kyuranger goes, kid, go the fuck home. And he goes, no, I can't. And the guy goes, fine, I'm going to make you a ranger, but I'm going to be in the back of your head every time you morph to let you know when you're fucking up. And he goes, okay.
So a wise old sage took a 12-year-old child and augmented him and gave him fucking Power Ranger powers.
Yeah. You use that word wise very...
This literally pissed me off for multiple reasons. One, even the Rangers...
They looked disgusted.
Yeah.
They literally did. When he's like...
When a child got out of that car, they were like, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, they're like, Justin, what are you doing here? Guys, I'm the new Blue Ranger. And you saw their face. They're like...
They're like,
shit,
what in the
their
fuck?
Face... Tommy quite literally turns his head and goes, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's basically like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
He's a little kid. So they go on this boat, the Billy Boat, and they're on the Billy Boat crossing the ocean.
Lake.
I guess. So they're crossing the ocean.
Lake.
Now, while crossing the ocean...
Ocean Lake.
The Diva Tox has a button on her ship, which shoots eggs onto... things.
The eggs, nothing. She empties out the fucking septic tanks on the goddamn submarine.
Yeah.
They are supposed to attach to the boat like barnacles do.
Yes. Yeah.
But they were not just on the bottom of the boat. They were on top
She shot eggs onto their boat.
Well, if you saw closely, they were floating. She shot them and they were floating. She didn't shoot them on the boat. They were floating in the water, so when the boat comes in contact,
they were rotten eggs.
They float up
onto
the boat. They're on the boat. She shoots them onto the boat somehow. I don't understand how it works. They're on the boat.
It's not showing, but that's what it seems like.
Now, look. All the Rangers, look, you could tell how fucked up this is because the kid is up on top looking at stars. The entire teenage group, the Power Rangers, are down below. They're all basically down there talking about it. They don't tell us this, but the Rangers are downstairs like, he's a fucking little kid. Like, you could tell something is fucking wrong. That's a child. He shouldn't fucking be there.
How is he going to yell when he morphs? Shift into puberty?
To be fair, it also does do that.
Yeah,
if he does
exactly
grow.
It does,
yeah, he does shift into puberty.
Yeah.
Look.
They were not, you guys weren't down there planning how you're going to attack this fucking volcano. You were down there talking about, guys, I know we don't like Rocky. We've proven that throughout this movie because we had multiple times to heal him and we never went to get him.
Yeah, nobody went to get that guy.
But at this point in time, I think we need to go get Rocky.
Not only is this fucked up on multiple levels, but now we have this little kid that sees monsters on the ship.
Who literally goes, guys, guys. Yeah. And Adam is the only one to get the fuck up and go.
Adam has super hearing.
Adam has super hearing because that kid is so scared when he first sees monsters that he basically, like, holds his throat and forces himself to kind of speak out.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
I hear a disturbance.
Yeah. There's a disturbance in the force.
This is why Adam is the best, okay?
So he goes upstairs and he's like, guys! And all of a sudden, like, look, this could have been anything. This could have been the kid fucking fell off the ship. He slipped. He fell. He's a fucking child.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to be here.
Yeah, so he goes up and he's kind of peering in the dark.
And the only thing Adam says is, guys! And all of a sudden, fucking Tommy's like, it's time to rumble. Gonna go up there and fight. And what if he'd have got up there and fell down?
Actually, technically, if memory serves, he kicks one of the monsters, it hits the bell, and he goes, guys, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, a bell's ringing.
Yeah, that's
going
to happen.
Must be time to fight.
Because Justin does do that. He's scared. He goes, guys.
The kid, proving again, solid fucking proof that these people are augmented fucking superhumans, a child of, like, 10 to 12 years old, kicked, not a fucking putty, not a fish man, solid fucking monster.
Yeah, in the stomach, and that thing went falling back.
And that thing was wounded. Mm-hmm. That is a child.
So now,
who apparently his father must have let him study under the art of Jason David Frank acting, because his kung fu is...
Oh, I will also point out that
this kid
is more augmented than Rocky.
Yes.
Rocky falls from 10 feet. He is permanently fucking defeated. Child sees monster, kicks monster across the boat.
I have a question about these monsters.
He even grabs a rope and fucking swings into him.
After they come up, the team comes up, we get the worst fight scene in the movie.
But I think I'm going to ask this question to the fans watching the video and listening to this. Do these monsters ever come back?
No.
No.
No. As far as I know, you will never see these creatures again.
These are just even recycled?
Nope.
No.
Tommy
scares the shit out of them.
In the series. You never see them again. They do not show back up in the series.
Yeah, okay. That's because literally Tommy scared the shit out of them, and any fucking design she had ran. Tommy says, punch, 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 kick, spin kick, spin kick, spin kick, and the thing goes, oh, fuck, and jumps overboard.
No, he specifically said,
boo,
and it ran away from him.
It ran to the side of the boat and was confused on what to do, so Tommy went over there and pushed it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And it was defeated.
Yeah.
Water monster was defeated by water.
Let's also forget that these monsters are stupid. One of them stood there while a bucket was put on its head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Worst fight scene in the movie was this boat scene.
No.
Because I saw Adam do something awesome. Adam was laying down, the monster jumps up, and Adam's like, whoop-ah! When he kicks it in midair. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's right, Adam. You do that. Don't put a bucket on its head like Tanya did.
No, but I can still argue that there's fight that's worse later on.
Wasn't it Tanya and Kat fighting one monster?
Yeah, and they grabbed a bucket and threw it on its head.
Okay. Yes.
Only the kid, Adam, and Tommy were fighting them by themselves.
Yeah, they were actually putting up a fight. So
the kid, by himself.
Yeah.
The kid.
The kid. Now, by the way, can we get past this so we can get to the next major plot point that I have that... So some what the fuck is Zordon? Uh-huh. Okay, so they get done with the fight. They get going. Oh, fuck, we're about to get to the thing. Okay, pull the gremlin out of the fucking cage. Okay, use your wand. Okay, laugh. Ha ha, we're going through. Why are the Rangers outside in a lightning storm? Oh, shit, here comes a bolt of lightning. Duck. Oh, shit, another one. Duck.
Because they're at that weird transdimensional wall that is on Earth.
Question. Why is this? I said this to myself out loud. I was watching this movie by myself, and I said this out loud. Why is everything on Earth?
Yes.
Why is everything on our planet?
The Zeo crystal was on our moon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The greatest evil that the world ever knew, which is dog shit, Rita Repulsa, was on our moon, the sphere.
I was about to correct you.
The fucking, the great powers, like Ninjor and them.
Depending on which version you look at, are still... Oh, no, no,
well,
no.
Well, no, Ninjor is on our Earth.
The movie was on
that means the, that means the original Mighty Morphin powers, because this is where Ninjor lives, were made on Earth. The Zords, constructed on Earth.
Serpentera.
Thunder power is channeled from our planet.
Serpentera in Forever Red was found on our...
Moonosphere.
Everything is on this planet.
And sometimes, this galaxy, yeah. Sometimes we have to get cheese sandwiches and go for the power. But most of the time...
It will be refreshing when we get to space. And they are where?
In space.
There you go.
But they still come back to Earth.
Yeah. They do, but they go to other planets, I thought.
Yes, but they still come back to Earth.
But it's not a...
Rarely.
They go to different planets like twice throughout that whole series.
By the way, if memory serves, they are still within our solar system. At least...
Fine.
Our galaxy.
Fine. Lost Galaxy is in the galaxy!
That will finally be leaving Earth.
Yes.
Until...
In which they built a city... On Earth, because it still counts. It's in our atmosphere, okay? It still counts. I don't give a fuck. It's within our moon and shit, okay? It's a sphere. They built a city.
Our moon and shit is sphere?
They built a city and domed it, okay?
And used that to take off.
And they used that to take off. And you know what was there? A secret power. A secret mysterious power was kept in that city.
Everything is on Earth. Because even if you think about it,
Actually, they go to galaxy. The Quasar Savers were not, though. The
Quasar Savers were on a different planet.
Yes, but the mysterious power...
Yeah. Now.
...was in a mountain that we built on... We'll get there.
Yeah.
The only Power Rangers series that I can think of at the top of my head that the power is literally... The weapons, the power is not on Earth... is Galaxy, because the Quasar Sabers are in a rock on a different planet.
What about the Aquitar powers?
We don't talk about
that. Technically, you're right. Those are not on Earth. But that doesn't mean they weren't conceived here.
Zordon
supposedly has something to do with them, and Zordon understands the powers that were built here on Earth because he had Ninjor's Morphin powers.
And he is based on
Earth! So technically, by default, if Zordon has something to do with the Aquitar Rangers,
Earth fucking go somewhere else.
Right. Of all the places...
He can't. He's already used up all the
battery. Of all the places the dumb fucking wizard could have chosen to go, you came to fucking Earth. We got enough problems, motherfucker.
Don't...
Oh, and you, cockwad son of a bitch, wizard bastard... You fucking came to Earth years ago and fucking went to some dimension on Earth and trapped a weird fucking lava fish man on our planet.
Thanks, Dick.
Because we don't have fucking space wizards and a bunch of other bastard shit happening here.
We have sentient robots attacking.
And later on, there will be even more powerful enemies, like when we get to samurai and shit like that, that rise from the depths of the earth.
Oh, by the way, Zordon's predecessor, Tiki Man, is in a wall. Where?
On Earth. Not to mention, later on, we will talk about the fucking Lightspeed Rescue. They're fighting demons
on
Earth. From Earth, originated here on Earth. We got a lot of fucking problems here on Earth. Go somewhere else, you dumbass wizard. Plus, our sun fucking kills you.
Bill, I need you to save a group of people. I need you to go to Pluto. No spacesuit, no nothing. You'll die there.
Nope, there's a Plutosphere.
There's a secret base on Pluto, too.
Plutosphere.
At least you'll be in a different fucking place. At least you'll be on a different fucking scenery.
By the way, seeing as how we're already sitting at...
This is a long talk.
This is going to be...
150.
This is going to be a bit of a special episode. Don't expect... This is long. So I'm not going to guarantee that we get
the second
episode.
We are starting to get close to the end, though, because we're already on the boat.
They now, look, that's right. So, look, okay, we now cross the vortex. We're in the other dimension.
How does Divatox get through the dimensional wall?
She uses the fucking wizard guy.
And how do the Rangers do it?
By waiting for a kid who dropped his
key. We already did that.
Okay.
Yeah, oh my God. By the way, yeah, I want to talk about that for real. Just real quick. The kid, they go to use their powers. Fucking Billy's turbo power has the ability to break dimensional barriers.
Because?
As long as the tips touch, we can cross barriers, Shane.
Yep. Hold on, Shane. Hold on.
Everybody decides to touch tips, and the kid, he can't hold on to his.
Apparently Kat has one now.
Question. What? There's a child. There's no tip touching.
Shane, don't worry. He can't quite control his tip. He drops it.
Yep.
And nobody helps him pick it up.
I saw that. The kid's like, Justin, hurry. It's like, how about one of you fuckers with longer arms come help?
Barrel that fell over.
How about one of you fucking adults comes and picks his goddamn barrel up?
And you know, you see Tommy. Tommy's like...
And they look disgusted, like, come the fuck on, kid.
You know, Rocky may have broke his back 10 feet, never dropped a key.
Yeah.
Never dropped a key.
Rocky can control his tip.
He just can't control his spin kick.
Okay, so anyway.
So we use Billy's dimensional turbo vortex breaking reality by touching tips, and that allows us to cross dimensional barriers, because once the tips touch, we can do all kinds of things, Shane. The limits are gone.
Yeah. By the way, Adam takes his car and drives it out into the middle of the ocean where it doesn't fucking sink.
He has a minivan.
Sorry.
His submarine minivan. So once again, let's dick him twice. Slow-moving submarine minivan.
He's still underwater.
Double-dicked.
All of them can drive in the water.
Yeah, all of them can do it.
They proved it.
Not a single one of them sink.
I will say they all floated, but... He specifically was the one that was chosen.
He wasn't chosen
because his
there was a reason.
His vehicle was the first one out. His really where the door's at. His vehicle would have been the first one. His was the closest.
So
to
would
the door.
That make him the last one in? Because that's confusing. Because the last guy to get there was Justin.
Yes, but for some reason, the last one to go in to park his car was Adam, because he was been able to be the first one to come out.
So very strange.
It's kind of like if we were all to try to get out of the driveway, Shane would have to back up first in order to go.
So
we'll just dick on him for the fact that he got a fucking minivan.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Billy.
And then
Divatox does two things.
Right here. We got to remember these. Remember what Zordon and Alpha said. When you guys are on this island, these will not work.
So what do? We try to use them.
When he sees the torpedoes going towards the boat.
And at the time, the torpedoes almost hit the boat because Tommy was playing his DS.
Yep.
God damn it, Wario.
And he looks up for a half second. Oh, guys, I think there's a torpedo coming.
To the car.
Which, by the way, somewhere between... after they fucking leave the boat and hit the fucking shore, and before they end up getting to the boat and fucking leaving the first time, Divatox decides to call somebody and ask them a question.
Oh, we needed a cameo.
We needed a very forced cameo.
Oh, this Rita one was forced as fuck.
I thought it was kind of a funny cameo.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was, but it was forced, and you know it.
Yes.
Because Zed had a forced one, you know, snoring.
Yeah.
My guess is the voice actor had already left.
Yep.
I can probably see that. I don't see him coming back for one movie to have a literal 10-second cameo.
He was probably like, no. Yeah. And then they probably made a snore noise. They probably recycled it right out of the show.
Probably when he did his little sleep thing.
Yep.
Before all that, though, after the conversation, you know, before the boat blows up, Justin says the dumbest thing ever. Let's get to the cars. They can't detect us in our cars. Dipshit, they're coming towards you. They're coming towards you.
But they won't know.
It still blows the boat up. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because it didn't do anything about it. Getting in your car.
So Billy's boat is destroyed.
When he finds out, he's going to be pissed.
He will.
Yeah, he will.
when he comes back years later to establish his command center, he'll be like, where the fuck is my boat?
Which, by the way, the boat is the only way for them to get to the island in the first place.
Correct.
We just have to hope that the power is there.
Exactly.
Oh, you mean like that one-way trip in that other movie?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that one-way trip in the one movie.
So anyways,
the sandwiches.
They now finally, after all this fucking time, we're an hour and 20 minutes into this motherfucker.
We get to the
island. How about we fucking morph?
Because Kimberly and Bulk and Skull have to have a scene where they get... Yeah, Kimberly and Bulk and Skull have to have a scene where they get fucked on the beach by the, quote, local natives.
Yeah.
But due to Kim being on the beach, we get a nice scene of her ass.
I seen that. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. Wow. That was nice.
That does slightly make up for it, but not by enough.
I had a thing for Kimberly growing up, okay?
Okay, because so, I was going to say, that,
that's like maybe nice 5%.
I was going to say, that really didn't register for me. Like, until you just mentioned it, I really didn't even think about it. I was probably so irritated with it by this time.
The villager's sneaking up, and all you see is an ass. It's like,
dude, listen, this movie made me mad the entire time, but I saw an ass, and I was like, because I told you, I was starting to fall asleep. I'm struggling. I see an ass. I'm like, oh, it's Kim.
So, yes, the natives got them and yada yada.
Yeah.
So the natives are worshippers of fucking lava fish man.
Would you like to see another disgusting face that Tanya made? I think it's time to morph, guys. Let's shift into Turbo. He did it the wrong way.
Yeah,
and she looks at him.
They fucking look at him like, are you fucking kidding? That, because not only right after she gives him that look and he fucking goes back to the other thing, you see Tommy and Tommy's like, and he's just got this face like, are you fucking kidding? Why? You're fucking 12. You don't fucking belong here.
Zordon and me. Oh, no, I can't question it. I'll be in the basement with Zach and Trini.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why they're never going to fucking bring up the fact that he brought a child into this, because they'll end up in the basement. I think they all have a sneaking suspicion that people around Angel Grove that discover powers or that question what's going on tend to become missing.
Ask
like,
David.
There's a lot of milk cartons.
There are five fucking teenagers that were turned into evil Power Rangers. They know about Zed, they know about Rita, they know about Goldar, they know about Zordon, they know about the Rangers, and they know their identities. Where are they?
In the basement.
They're in the fucking basement.
With Zack and Trini. You know why Zack and Trini are down there?
Fucking David was invited to the command center and asked, would you like to be the Gold Ranger? No, I'm not really feeling it. Basement.
Well, he doesn't want
to. Now, I will say, before we go on, let me just say this. We do have to bring this up.
Yeah.
There may have been a legitimate reason why David did not take the Gold Ranger power.
Yeah, one of the comments in the part 3 of our review said that.
Part 3,
yeah.
He was very sick, and I believe died in 2011.
Oh, that's Jason. That's
he did. It was it 2011 he died?
I forgot.
Was that, and that's Jason David Frank's actual
brother?
It was
the year before the Trini actress died.
Trini died in 2001.
Then that's where I am. Yeah, I messed up the numbers. He died in like 2001 or 2000 because he died like right before or right after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that might be a legitimate reason. He may have already been sick
and decided not to sign into contract. Sick when they started filming the stuff. So.
He might have decided not to sign contract, or they might have said, I don't know, man, you need to really be in the hospital rather than...
And I'm guessing Seth is looking up which one...
Yeah, I'm working on it,
so there may have been a legitimate reason he didn't take the powers. I still think our conversation was funny, and I still think there is merit to it that he may not have wanted to be a part of that contract. And either way, they never brought the kid back.
To be fair, though, I feel kind of bad because he was sick and he died.
Yeah.
And we made fun of his fucking situation. I didn't realize he was...
We never made fun of his situation.
Yeah,
We never made fun of David. We made fun of the situation at hand in the character and what it looked like.
Well, to be fair, when we did that episode...
None of us threw shame on him.
You had to tell me that he was Jason David Frank's real brother. I didn't know these things.
So this was a rough year for Jason David Frank. And from what I understand, his brother did die, and he was sick, and he may have already been sick when he showed up for the surfing episode.
And sometime after that is when the Trini
died in the car accident.
Yeah.
Yes. So we lost two. We lost one possible Gold Ranger,
and we lost our original yellow.
Yeah. And yes, I will credit David. If everything would have went the way it was supposed to go, I truly believe David was meant to be the Gold Ranger.
Makes sense.
It's possible, it's very possible that the information that has been given to us now, he may have gotten sick right around this time and simply couldn't do it.
It actually makes sense of why Jason left.
Because the demands that it would have taken for him to do all the kicks and fight scenes and things, because even in costume, they're going to do a lot of fight scenes out of costume,
yep,
fighting cogs and shit like that.
Yep.
So yeah, there's a big possibility that he simply would not have been able to keep up with the demands of their filming schedule.
His sickness could have taken a turn for the worse, and that could be why Jason left the show halfway through Turbo. Unless there was something else.
I heard that he just wanted to focus on other things, Tom.
Oh, Jason. Never mind.
Jason.
Yes. So I heard that he just wanted to focus on different things. So yes, it's very possible.
It could have been a combination of a lot of things.
Because I think it was, it was like 2001 that his brother died, and I don't know what was going on. Well, is 2001, that's not Turbo, is it? Is Turbo 2001? I think that's
97.
Yeah, that's 97.
So 2001's Time Force.
He could have, part of it could have been that his brother was sick.
But the actress who played Trini was also in that sequel to The Crow before she passed.
Yes.
Too, so.
That's
we're
so
not going to remember her for that.
That's so sad. We'll never remember her for that.
Well, I always remember her as my original Yellow Ranger, my favorite character before Jason came.
That was one of the last things that she did, though, before.
That's what I'm crediting her for. I won't put her in that awful movie.
That's just like when you have no choice but to credit that poor girl with what was it, Queen of the Damned or Vampire, you know, the second part of Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah. Aaliyah?
She died.
Aaliyah.
Yes, she died in a plane crash, and that's so sad. Because I actually liked her music. I don't feel bad saying that.
She actually was in another movie, Romeo Must Die, with Jet Li.
Yeah, and that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that was her last movie or Queen of the Damned was her last movie.
Queen of the Damned.
And I will remember her for Romeo Must Die.
Yes. So this does happen.
This does happen a few times throughout.
It does happen, and it sucks.
The movies and
it does
stuff.
Suck. It does suck. I wasn't aware that he was sick.
No, well, now, like I said, there's still a legitimate possibility that what I said really did go down. That they said, because I don't know when it was. I don't know when it was determined. I don't know.
There ain't fucking jack or shit.
I don't know when it was determined that he was sick.
I'm actually looking up for real facts, not just people said. Because remember, everyone on the internet is an expert.
Yes, we've been through this. So just in case this is a legitimate thing, we're going to put it out there that this, yes.
Okay.
So. Now we're on the island.
They morph. They're looking
so that they can run.
Got into the Temple of Doom.
Now that they he's right. So now that they're morphed, they're going to run fast.
Yeah. I seen that, and they're like, "This beats walking." I'm like,
I was like, "No, it really doesn't."
Yeah,
I was like, "Guys,
you guys are taking a while to get there."
I was like, "Why didn't you take the super fast turbo cars?"
Yeah.
First off,
we need the element of stealth, guys.
Yeah, the element of surprise. Since we're just going to run right in fucking Vogue.
On top of the new kid
to
shouting
be fair,
and stuff.
They were, yeah. The kid, cause when
they passed, the kid. Oh, my God, the kid. This is so much fun.
Yeah,
you don't need to be
jump
here.
And kick legs.
And then he's like, Tommy, the noise is coming from this way. I'll lead the way. No,
you're 12.
Don't worry, Adam's the only one who says it. Wait, Justin, don't go. You're not experienced enough yet.
That's because Adam is wise beyond his years.
I don't care that this fucking kid morphed into puberty. He's still a fucking child.
They just let him do it. And then the element of surprise kind of goes away when you have fucking lights on your helmet.
They were very much lit up when they ran into the room. I saw
came, not when they first go in, but when they got into the main chamber.
Yeah, because their
lights still were
the
on.
Lights are on.
Yeah,
and then Kimberly's like, Kimberly says the whole your worst nightmare thing about the Rangers, and you know Divatox is like whatever.
Bitch. Power Rangers meet Divatox.
So they drop
meet your worst nightmare.
They drop Kimberly and Jason into the
lava pit.
Lava pit.
This pit thing.
Evil lava of melt you into evil.
Hold on. It's an interdimensional lava pit with a future chair. Scott, get to work.
That's a strange thing. Anyways,
yeah.
this lava pit melts you to evil.
Yep, it takes your purest. It takes your purity and it corrupts it.
So now they're evil. Okay.
Evil Kim and Jason.
Evil!
Evil now, Kimberly?
Evil Kim is hilarious.
Evil Kimberly is hilarious. Evil Jason is actually awesome.
Yes.
And a bit demented.
I thought that was actually kind of cool.
There doesn't matter. Well, because we all know that in real life.
Throw him in the pit.
I think there was more to that. When he was holding Tommy down and he was yelling at him and stuff. First off, there's a lot of pent up shit between these two.
Yes.
First, you took my fucking job. I was the leader.
Yeah.
Being white doesn't make you leader.
That sounded horrible.
Yeah,
that sounded horrible.
Context, motherfucker. Context.
Being white.
Keep going.
Ranger.
Just keep going.
Just keep going.
But we also know that they didn't like each other in real life.
Yes.
Well, if we go with just storyline, you took my job as leader. You took my woman from me.
And yes, it does look, because look, they looked like they were awful close, and then Kimberly jumped to Tommy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now, if my theory is right, that these two, the reason they're together is because they're together, maybe that's come up between them once or twice, that there's this history between us with Tommy, that he kind of got in between what we were, because we were about to be, then we didn't be, then now we are, and it all comes down to Tommy.
There seems like there was a lot of hostility built up in
Jason. I will
Jason.
Also say, again, mm-hmm. storyline-wise, no matter how you like him, and no matter what the real-life situation, storyline-wise, Jason beats Tommy.
Yep.
Even if you say, well, Tommy didn't want to fight him, doesn't matter. There's things that if I don't want to fight you, if I'm still a trained martial artist and I'm better than you are at martial arts, I can still get you off me without hurting you.
Yep.
Tommy couldn't do that. He was outmatched. He found himself over the pit with Jason in control.
Yep.
He lost a fight again to Jason. Again.
Now,
that's like three fucking fights so far.
And I don't want to hear people say, well, he was possessed by whatever it is in that pit. I'm like, Tommy's augmented.
Yeah, Tommy's augmented and was morphed.
And it makes you more Jason augmented.
Even if you say taking the helmet off takes some of your power away, you're still augmented, you're still morphed.
Yep.
So, you're right about Kimberly being funny. She is kind of hilarious. Evil Kim.
Oh my God!
Hey, they didn't pay her to come in here and act perfectly. They just said, "Hey,
I actually think her acting is fucking amazing, and I actually still believe that she's probably the best actress that came out of Power Rangers."
Well, she actually continued on acting.
She still does things. She did a couple of movies.
She's in a TV show, or I don't know if it's still going on. I don't remember the name of the TV show. She's either in the. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
But she also did a couple of movies where she played like a singer, who got something fucked up with her throat and everything. And
but so they're fighting, and the wizard
deactivates Kimberly's evilness first,
and helps.
Technically, the wizard family.
The wizard family.
Oh yeah, since that's the wife.
And then she goes to
and Jason kind of woke himself up. He couldn't get out of it completely,
yeah,
but
for a while
after
he was like walking around going,
he was starting to snap
after he was thrown nearly back into the pit and they saved him and they pulled him back up, rather than being evil and going right back after them, he got up and it was almost like he was coming out of it. It was going to be tough, but he was doing that himself. He walked off.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
I need to get away from this situation. Something is wrong with me.
The angles that they were doing make it look like he was walking towards one of the towards one of the Rangers or towards Kim.
No, he was walking away from them.
He was walking away.
Yeah. They both fall and they're all right here. And on the left side of the camera is Tommy and Kimberly. Jason gets up and walks off to the right.
Yep. And he just keeps walking.
So he was walking. He was trying to escape the situation. He was waking himself up.
And then that, and
he
that's,
knew something was wrong.
And that's when something was going on.
And then the wizard family just helped him out the rest of the way.
Yeah, and the wizard kind of woke him up. Yeah. So yeah. Now he's back to normal.
Because now Eel in pit, okay, Lava Demon guy back, okay, now there's a fight.
By the way,
followed by
Divatox was hoping for that La Blue Girl fetish scene.
Yep.
She wasn't excited when she saw what came out of that pit.
Yeah. Exactly, because she realized pretty quick that she was about to join the La Blue Girl anime craze.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have a question about our demon man. He looks familiar to me. Does he look familiar to anybody else? Because he looks familiar to me.
They're going
to
recycle him for space.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't he Dark supposed Spectre. To be Dark Spectre?
The design is the same
thing. Astronema's
boss.
Daddy.
Now look, Dark Spectre is referred to as the most powerful evil entity in the universe. He basically is the emperor of all the evil emperors.
Yes, we saw this before.
So what makes you think that the guy from the lava pit doesn't have other names?
Now here's what I was going to say. This guy from the lava pit is evidently so fucking brutally powerful that he had to be sealed away.
Correct.
On Earth.
Too badass strong.
Yep, had to be sealed.
Now look, if this is any indication, one of two things is taking place here.
What's that?
One, the turbo powers are the strongest powers we have ever seen.
Correct.
Even more powerful than what we're going to get for space.
Okay.
No, I'm leaning with option two here.
Or two, Dark Spectre is a pussy.
Oh, I'm going to go with option two.
Yeah.
And the reason I say this is because they kill this monster. Look, I'm jumping way ahead, but the Rangers fight, okay? That's all we need to know.
Yeah.
Rangers fight, Rangers get Zords, the Zords fucking stand up.
Your alarm goes off.
Yep. Up, nope, phone call.
And during this fight, they cut this guy one time.
Yep. And somehow he falls off of a cliff that wasn't there.
Yep.
Cut. Dead.
Sword and shield, booster into the air, booster fly at you like a fucking
Gundam. I did notice that too, that he just fell off of a random cliff.
Yeah.
And the way they cut him, they had to... Yeah, it was very strange. I don't understand it either.
It wasn't even a finisher either. It was literally
cut. It wasn't even a finisher.
Sliding cut.
Yeah.
Sliding cut killed him.
They were running out of time.
And he's supposedly the strongest.
You mean like we did?
He's supposedly the strongest, Shane. If he is the strongest of his kind,
we've heard this.
Then Dark Spectre is a pansy.
Yep.
And when he first showed up, the Rangers should have been like, "Fucking come at me, bro."
I will. Later.
And just to show that he is a pansy, when we do get to him in space, he never even fought the Rangers.
Yep.
Yeah.
In fact, he never fought anybody.
Actually, another bad guy defeats him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, dude.
He never fought anyone.
Anytime.
Although I think the Rangers did get to see him.
After.
The Space Rangers.
When you watch Power Rangers, when they say this guy is the ultimate evil, bullshit. Wrong. That guy says he is. That guy says he is. She says she is. He says she is. This guy brings an armada. He's the most powerful. Nope, defeated. Because that guy's the most powerful. No, that guy's the most powerful.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every
There's
time.
No such thing as the greatest evil.
But in this context, whatever species of creature that was,
lava rockfish.
She was under lava
rockfish demon
yes,
from outer space.
She was going to go get this guy to marry him to then use his power to take over the universe. And she knows about the Galactic Empire of Evil.
Yep.
She knows about it. And she knows who leads it. So that means that her plan was to wake somebody up that was stronger than him to take him out. Which means that by storyline laid down so far, whether we're retconning or not,
marry his ass so that way then she could get that fucking credit card that the fucking the guy had.
Because
like, wasn't he supposed to be like the dude's son?
He's supposed to have
so
much fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was going to use his power. She was going to bond with him, use his power to take over the universe. And she knows that the Emperor is a dude that looks exactly like him, which means they're from the same species, which means that by her logic, he is stronger than that dude. He's stronger than Dark Spectre. So with him, she would have taken down Dark Spectre, which means that if the Rangers had met Dark Spectre, he'd have been like, "I'm a badass." Cut. Dead. Moving on.
Yep. Not even a finisher cut either. Just
yeah,
psh,
sliding cut.
Done.
Dark Spectre. Now the Space Rangers. I hate this. The Space Rangers now look like the biggest pansies in all of Ranger history. Because their enemy, their great evil that was all-encompassing and all-important, was so weak, he would have died to simple sword cut.
I don't...
And falling off of a cliff into water.
I don't look at Dark Spectre as their greatest adversary.
So once again...
I look at the Psycho Rangers as their greatest adversary.
He's supposed to be.
I know he's supposed to, but I still don't look at it like that.
But Shane, once again, enemy defeated by water.
Yes.
Not a finisher. Cut, fell into the water. Oh, God, I'm dead.
Listen.
Why don't they just get a hose?
There was already a hose monster.
Ooh. Yeah, but they don't. Yeah. They'll
do that in light speed rescue.
But they don't use it on the monsters.
I know, but.
Oh, you mean the pissing zord?
The pissing zord.
Yeah.
We just need a fire hose.
Which, by the way, let's wrap up the movie with a nice bow. Rocky, you're out. Jason, you're in.
Yes.
Justin.
No. Adam. Tommy.
Oh! Oh, Jason. for this last fight, because they have to fight to win the deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the charity fight.
When this goes on, once again, Jason is the best fighter.
You're right.
Yep.
And the other two guys are augmented. Jason is no longer augmented. He's a guy. And no matter how you count, no matter how you slice this, Adam got a point. Tommy got a point. Jason got a point. The next point wins. Guess who got that point?
Jason.
And all three guys attempt to get that point.
Yep.
Adam just can't quite get it. Tommy does a whole bunch of fancy spins and just doesn't get it. Jason goes in, and Jason's fighting style is not fancy spin kicks and shit. It's very direct. It's block, block, move, sidekick. I got it. I won. I got the point. All your fancy spinning did nothing, leader.
Yep.
I'm going to get back on my motorcycle and fuck my woman, who's now your old woman.
The movie itself kind of ends with the celebration with Justin on Tommy's shoulders, but if you stay through the credits, you see a little bit more extra stuff.
Yeah.
What? Because I did not.
The Zord picks everybody up. They go inside the fucking Zord. Fucking I knew that. Fucking Skull knock over the Megazord.
Because the joystick.
Yeah, because the joystick.
And the fucking Megazord tilts.
You see, Jason and Kimberly embrace.
There's your movie. Hey. I need a cigarette. Hey.
Who? What?
Jason and Kimberly embrace in the Megazord during the credits.
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
Yeah.
By the way, if we rate this bitch, I'm giving it like a 2.
You're right, Bill.
A 2. I don't have my...
A 2?
Seth's giving this movie a 2.
What are you going to give it, Scott?
Concerning it's canon...
As far 1-5 for Shane.
I was going to say. Concerning it's canon, and it wasn't... For me, it wasn't as weird and as... awful as the first movie.
3. Wow. You are the gracious one. Yeah, I'm a... Only if you are a Power Rangers fan can you appreciate this. I'm at a 2. And then we're going to divide... Nope, sorry. There. Divide that by us 4 people. This got a 2.12. Or 2.13, rather.
So, after this, we go into the Turbo series.
Well, after this, we're going to go back to some costumes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need time to watch Turbo.
The next series that we watch is Turbo, and we will eventually, within the next, in the foreseeable future, the first 25 episodes of Turbo. And Bill is so excited. You should see his face. You guys can't see it. He's excited. Yeah!
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.